Blog Talk Radio.
Second half, I guess you would call it. This is the show tonight. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. Thank you for joining us. Tonight we're going to be doing 2 hours of angel readings and some chat on what about whatever you want to chat about. It's basically what we call an open forum day, open forum night. That's where we usually open all the mics and everybody can actually comment on other people who are getting readings if you have some intuitional things that you want to share. If you're a person who doesn't want to join that kind of thing and you just want to get your reading and that kind of stuff and be on one at a time, just let us know. But we usually, you know, it's one of those things. The first night we did this, we had like 4 psychics on here. Two or three other people stayed on the line with us too and gave their input and told us that they had, you know, intuitional things too, because I feel like everybody's has intuition anyway. So it was just one of those things of like having a big round table and we're all just having discussions about whatever, venting, talking about this, that, and the other. So if you have a topic that you want to talk about or something you want to vent about that doesn't set with you right, feel free to voice your opinion. So definitely join us for a great show. If you want to call in here, the number is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation of chat. Excuse me. I was trying to sit there and bring up some stuff in the chat room itself. I was having a little bit of problems there. That was kind of crazy in itself. And it happened a big old time with some of this stuff going on. So if you have anything you want to bring to the table, feel free to do so. And we're going to go right into the readings themselves. And area code 917, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Svetlana. How are you? You have a very interesting show. Take your time with clients. My question is about, I might be getting housing through the state, and I was wondering if that's going to happen. I'm in the hospital. And how soon?
I keep getting, yes, you will, and I feel like, are you being in the hospital for a while?
Yes, I have.
I keep getting yes, and I keep getting 2 months.
2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when I pick up on the 2 months, I keep getting 2 months, so there's not a permanent thing there, because basically what I keep getting with the whole thing is it could fall in that 2 months at any time. I also get the impression it's not too far off either. They give me two months, but I feel like it's something that's going to happen very quickly.
Very quickly. And I have a question. Am I going to live by myself? Or am I going to have a roommate?
I keep getting a roommate.
Is it a group home?
I just keep getting a roommate.
Roommate, okay. All right.
I'm not really sure. All I can tell you, what I do pick up on the whole thing, is I see you coexisting with somebody else, but I also feel like this person can also be a headache.
Yes.
It seems like people, it's like, might be a situation where someone tests your patience.
Okay. But I'm going to be okay, right?
I get the impression, yeah, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine.
Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to know, actually.
That's all you want to know? Anything else? You sure?
Well, I have a question. I met this guy that I really fell in love with, but he hasn't returned to me. I wanted to know why, what happened.
Okay, say it one more time.
I met this guy, and I had a lot of feelings for him, but he hadn't returned to me, and I wanted to know why.
He hasn't returned to you? I want to make sure that's what you said, but he hadn't returned.
He did not return to me, and it was very rare. Usually guys always come back.
Right. It's the idea of looking at the situation, too. And it's almost like the idea of looking for something real.
He's looking for something real?
No, I get the impression you were looking for something real.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the situation, he wasn't really looking for something solid. That's something he's working on. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like in the past, he wasn't that specific. And this time he was, so it kind of counteracted the idea of someone not coming back. Because I keep getting this thing about spiritual understanding of when you start focusing and your intentions are different, then things happen tendency to go out. And it's also basically making a very strong impression with me to say, stop judging things from the past and start judging things for face value, for what really is being presented to you. They're also stressing to me that the next time you have another relationship is coming up too as well. So I feel like there's two factors there. There's one reason why the person didn't come back. I mean, first it was because he wasn't supposed to, but it also cleared itself out very quickly because something else is coming in. Also, it comes to me too as you're also a very, very, you are a natural counselor. I keep saying you're very gifted at that.
Yeah.
Well, I get the impression you should, if you don't, you should really think about doing something like that. But I also get the indication of you interact with children very well too as well. So I get the combination of counseling and children and working with those kind of stuff on a volunteer basis.
I wanted to be a nurse, actually.
Well, the one starts off with working with children as a volunteer thing, could actually turn into something else.
Okay.
Because it keeps saying spiritual understanding and also signs. So a lot of things are changing. And with the situation with your relationship, I get, what is this month? We're in March, right?
March, yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I right now I'm doing like 6 shows a week, and now I've just started doing these midnight shows. So I'm sort of going, what day is it? I'm kind of forgetting. So with the situation at hand, I keep getting June for you as a relationship. I keep getting around the 14th to the 21st, right in that like a 7 or 8 day period. But I feel like right in that little period there, you can meet some people.
Long-term relationship?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like there could be some people coming in before then, but I would sit there and focus on what your life and what you want to do with you. And then leave it open, because I feel like this person who's coming in June could really be the one that could fit exactly what you've been looking for, because I feel like when it comes to me, when I sit there and say that he's the one, it's not the ideal of calling him the right person. It's the ideal of putting yourself back on the path so you can actually connect with the person you were supposed to be with in the first place.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay.
I also feel like you're going to have a ring on your finger in 6 months to a year.
See, somebody has been telling me that I will meet this right person soon. Mm-hmm. Ring on the finger.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of changes in my life, like especially my mental illness got better, and I'm finally on the right medicine, and it took me 2 years to find the right medicine and be on hundreds of different medications, and finally feeling like I have my life back. So I'm very excited to, and I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Also focus on that too. Focus on, I'm just saying, with the healing and a lot of things, on disappointments and hurt and that kind of stuff, you know, let go of a lot of things. In the process of giving counseling and questioning, and how we put this, in the process of counseling other people and giving out advice, you need to listen to it and also take your own advice.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I know for a fact by doing this work too myself, I mean, I don't need a therapist, because I've actually, working with so many people, I've actually answered my own questions and changed a lot in those kinds of things. So.
I don't feel like I need a therapist. Like, I know myself. I know what's best for me. Like,
I'm just saying, look at yourself one more time and make sure you've gotten rid of all the any kind of attachments and stuff like that, because a lot of people think they do. I did the same thing, too. It's just one of those, I call it, we should reevaluate ourselves every 6 months just to make sure we are letting go of stuff and we are where we are. Because a lot of times we're still, if we have a tendency to judge things from the past, sometimes when we're thinking about how we are right now, we're still kind of looking at what we was 6 months ago. I'm good. And you find out, oh, shoot, there was something that happened last week I didn't deal with. And I actually found something that I hadn't dealt with since when I was 10 years old. So sometimes it's good. Because a lot of things, when I started to say, look at the signs, I had a lady come to my shop to do a reading, and she wanted to do Reiki on me. And I'm like, well, I have no problem with that. But I told her, I said, you don't need to do that. She goes, well, you didn't charge me enough, so I feel like I need to do something for you. And so I did. And next thing I know, when I talk about signs, it's when people start bringing things up about you, or you keep crossing someone's path who keeps telling, like this woman here told me that she saw, which freaked me out too, because she was doing some Reiki on me, and she's like, I see two intersecting rivers, and I see some trauma. I see some people looking as in a some kind of thing. And she basically, what she described was when I drowned. I was in a drowning accident.
Yeah.
And she described it to a T, and I'm like, okay, that's the second time I've heard that. I think I should be paying attention to that, because I was focusing on that time. I'm like, okay, I got a good business going on, but I just felt like I could be attracting more, and I couldn't figure why I wasn't. It was because I was feeling
the attention, where you focus attention, that's what happened.
Yeah, so I focused, and next thing I know, there was a thing about my drowning that I hadn't dealt with, so there was still some guilt there, but I needed to take a look at it again, so I did, and I was like, oh, I get it. I was hanging on some guilt because my mom almost drowned the same time I did. She was actually the one that came and saved me. Or tried to, and someone had to save her. And she almost drowned. I mean, she was 8.5 months pregnant.
Wow.
So we almost lost 3 people that day. But we didn't lose nobody, so.
Stayed alive, right?
Huh?
Stayed alive, right?
Yes. And my friend of mine was asking, she goes, Have you ever been
I'm not
baptized?
talking to a ghost, am I?
No. No, a friend of mine comes to me, and she goes, she asked me some questions, and, you know, she was asking about that time and just a lot of things that were going on and stuff, and I was just like, you know, hey, you know, that's what happened with that situation, but it was a new beginning for everybody, but I was just, I don't know how to describe it. I finally,
yeah,
I did a past life regression, but I didn't go back to a past life. I went back to a part in this past. And I just realized that I'd been hanging on to some stuff, and I was the oldest, and my sister was the youngest. And a friend of mine asked me, she goes, have you ever been baptized? And I said, yes, I think I have, but not in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
And she goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, when I drowned, three people almost died, but three people didn't. I said, isn't that kind of crazy? The three. And when you get baptized.
They actually drowned?
No, they didn't. We all did drown, per se, but we survived.
Okay, wow.
And what I was telling her was when you get baptized, it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's how they baptize you. It's a three.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened that day. It was a three. It was me, my mom, and my daughter. My sister had not been born, but my sister, because everybody said, what happened to your sister? I said, well, she's married and got two kids. and she's very successful, so. It all worked out. I'm just saying, it was like, I guess it was a guilty thing because I was feeling guilty because at that moment I was drowning. The thing I thought about was, I'm getting attention because I was the oldest, not getting attention. And then I got the attention. So I guess I was hanging on some guilt because I said that, because I thought that. But as a person who was like, this was like 5 years ago, I was like, I was in my 40s and I was like looking back on a 10-year-old. That was a 10-year-old's mentality, but I'm 40 now. I'm looking at this person going, oh, I need to let that go. But that was just then. This is now. The past is over. And that's what I'm saying with your situation. It's just like let everything go, and today is a fresh day. All the things in the past don't exist no more, so don't let them affect your life. These cards are saying nurture your inner child by working with children.
Yeah, I love working with children. I was working with them, actually, last spring, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
And now they're talking about a new beginning for an enchanted life, so just go with the flow.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. If you ever get a chance to get a private reading, I'd love to work with you.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Okay?
I'll call you again.
Alright, thank you. You have a great night. Thank you for hanging in there.
Okay, yeah, I tried.
Bye-bye now.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, here we go. All right. Hello. Where'd you go? Oh, 763 area code. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
And what's your
name?
You
know, hey, I got a couple kind of questions for you. I know you can probably only do one, but one's kind of a trivial one that's just kind of crazy is we're heading to the casino and I'm not a gambler. And I was just kind of seeing what, like, if you saw me being lucky tomorrow, not in the sense of me and my husband, but in the sense of money. And the other part is the job, like going – I know that I'm a teacher, and so basically what's going to happen is I'm either going to go back into the classroom or I'm not, and I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to go back into the classroom, what grade level you see me at, and if I'm not, then I'm not.
Mhm. What's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Anne.
Your name is Anne?
Yep.
Is this your first time calling in?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Let's see here.
Am I wearing you out already?
No, I was just trying to. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota. And you say you're going to the casino. Where's that at?
You know, it's actually in St. Croix, Turtle Lake. Actually, it's in Wisconsin, to tell you the truth. We're going to be crossing a little border there.
Yeah, it's still in Wisconsin. It wasn't as cold as people talk about us, but. I used to live in a place called Fort Ackerson.
Not familiar with that one.
A lot of people are not, yeah. I told people I lived in Newport, and they go, where? I said, yeah, I get that a lot. So, but if you say Gatlinburg, everybody's like, yeah, I got that one. Yeah. Well, good for you guys. Come on. Do you have any connections to Atlantic City at all?
Not at all. No, I've never been there.
I feel like in the next year and a half you will.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I'm giving an example. I was working for a company. I don't know if people are familiar with those companies that when you go to like new housing projects or go to apartments, they always have these models that you can look at to see what it looks like if it had furniture and stuff in it.
Sure.
I used to work for a company. They actually have designers and people who rent that furniture out and designers who go in and do those floor plans. I didn't know that until I started working with them. So I worked with them for about 3 years. And we were sitting there, and if someone would have told me I was going to be going to Atlantic City and working for 7 days, I would have freaked out because that's exactly what happened. They sent us to Atlantic City to do some units up there. They had some big houses, like 3 or 4 houses up there to put furniture in and design them. And we had 7 days in Atlantic City. And we actually had a company credit card, too. So every night we went out to the Millionaires Club. Or we pick one place every night and just have a ball. And I had lobster tail for the first time. I wish someone would have taught me how to eat those things. I thought you had to go through.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of tricky getting them out of the shell. You got to actually tell the waitress or waiter to help you out a little bit, because otherwise it can get a little messy, like Julia Roberts there in Pretty Woman.
That's true. So, shoot. And I was telling everybody on the format, I actually have a tendency to let everybody come on the line. Like, we have 2 more callers on the line, so I just have a tendency to let everybody be on the line at the same time. It's kind of like people are intuitive everywhere, and they have a tendency to give their own opinions. With your situation of job, the one thing that came to me the most was you are an excellent teacher.
Well, thank you.
But you should also be thinking about doing it in a private enterprise too, as well. Like, I'm not saying tutoring, but I wouldn't rule it out either. But it seems like it's more of a private consultation. This is what I keep seeing, working more better for you, because it gives you a little more. You want more hands on hand, and it seems like. Have you taught in private schools or is it public schools?
It's public.
Public schools, yeah. Actually, in this day and age, public schools are coming to the point where they're going to become obsolete.
I know, I know.
But see, that's a good thing for everybody, especially for people who are teachers, because this is a prime example of getting what you deserve, because public schools will not give you that.
Yeah, in a sense. It's all in what you make it, I guess, you know?
That's true. I feel like, you know, it's like one of those things of focusing on what you want, you'll get it. I'm just saying, those things come to me the most. Actually, I just started working on this website called WizIQ, where you can actually go in there and charge for classes.
Oh, wow.
And you can actually teach up. Most of those places have little plans where you get one for $19.95 and do this and so on. But you can actually go in and do it for free for a while if you want to. Hmm. And do it that way. You definitely can do that. I'm just saying, I go in there and charge $25 per person. And it's great. You know, 10 or 12 people, cool.
Sure.
And actually, when I got, you can do it up to 95 people. And if you choose, you can do it video, you know, webcam, or you can just do it audio, whichever you like to do. But it's just one of those things that gives you an options, and it's one of the things that you got control over. But
Seeing that with, like, really little ones? Are you seeing that with – because basically right now I have a birth through third grade license, and my thought is there's openings in kindergarten, first grade, third grade, and then where I'm at right now, which is kind of a combination. It's called Title I, which is supplemental programs working with those kids that are struggling in reading and math. And I'm very content there. However, I don't know if my position is going to be able to be sustainable. So I'm just kind of wondering where I should be putting my feelers out, if it should be the higher grades, if it should be the little ones, or if I should go somewhere totally separate.
What I'm getting is you should be working the little ones.
Middle ones, okay.
Did you say middle or little?
Middle.
Yeah, little ones.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean, I guess they're all little, but it's just a matter of, you know, kindergarten versus third grade. And I know to the normal person it probably doesn't seem big, but to a teacher that's a huge difference, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is a big difference.
Yeah.
I know, working with kids, working with children and that kind of stuff. And, you know, sometimes you would rather work with the little ones because they seem not to be so influenced. But one thing I sit here and see with you, with the cards that I have out here, where it talks about your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. Just have faith. So the idea of focusing on those things, it also says pay attention to thoughts and ideals that come to you, because this is also answers to your prayers. So it's like giving you a direction to go into. It's telling you if they have been. It's also giving you directions to listen to. So pay attention to your thoughts and your ideals, because it's like those things are coming to you for a reason. So follow each one of those out, too, as well.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I know for a fact that some of the things I've come up and people have done readings with me, too. And so you need to do that. And then when I, you know, I kind of like, okay, yeah, anybody could have told me that. But it was very strong, because when I started doing that, that's when things opened up.
So, and is that just, like, you know, when I dream, I dream a lot. And when I dream at night, I tend to dream about work or, you know, important details. And I believe it's what's, you know, what's focusing me. And so maybe I just need to be focusing on that a little bit more and believing in that.
Oh, I get the impression there was there anybody else in your family that was a teacher? Because I keep getting a very strong
Both
impression.
My parents were.
Both your parents. Okay. Did you also have a grandmother that was, maybe she wasn't a teacher as in professionally, but she was definitely a teacher?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother was I think of her so often, and I miss her dearly. She's an
she
idol
away.
That I'll never, nobody could ever live up to her.
Well, she passed away, but look at the word passed over. Because it's just the ideal. I keep getting that the reason you think about her and certain things happen all the time because she's with you.
Yeah,
not,
and that contents me, yeah.
Yeah, patting you on the shoulder and giving you a swift kick when you need one.
Yeah.
So it's like, because it talks about hello from heaven. As soon as I pick that card up, I'm going, okay, I get this connection with grandmother. And I said, it must be a grandmother week because I've been picking up everybody's grandmother. But they seem to be the most influential people in our lives. So I get that one. It talks about, you know, I'm just saying, I get this picture of you and your grandmother out in the nature.
Mm-hmm.
Out having, because I got outdoors, hello from heaven, and overcoming difficulties where it's like I see you guys walking out in nature. Or you're outside a lot. And it seemed like it was a healing for both of you.
Yeah. I miss her, you know. I think that's whenever I think about, you know, when you think about people that have passed on or different things, my grandmother has always been the one that has been there. And not that I've always been the closest to her, but she's always one that comes to me that I feel the most connected to and the one that has been, I guess, the most influential. However, you know, it's hard to be that connected, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I need to be able to tune in a little bit more.
I keep getting that your mother's mother.
Well, my mother's mother's still living, so it would be my father's mother.
Hmm. Definitely a big connection there. Hmm.
My mother's father just passed away last year, and he was kind of the funny one, but he wasn't that close to me, but he was the one that, I mean, definitely the funny one, and I was there when he passed over, where I wasn't there when the others did.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It was a neat experience. I never thought that death would be as calming as it was when you actually witness it. I thought that it was going to be very kind of scary in a way, and it
chaotic,
was so peaceful. It was very, very peaceful, and it was just surrounded by family, and it was wonderful.
Well, okay. Well, I'm just saying, was your grandmother and your dad's mom, was she very fond of your mom?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I'm sitting there going, okay, I keep getting a connection with your mother that I would, but I don't get that with your father. Like that, like they were closer than, like your dad's mom was closer to your mom than she was with her own son.
Well, I know that my grandmother was treated horribly by her mother-in-law, if that makes sense. So her husband was pretty, my grandfather was kind of hard on my grandmother. And so she made it a point to never be that hard on my mother. And my mother's a fabulous woman. But again,
okay,
my grandmother
cool.
was fantastic. So if you're picking up on that, I can completely understand where you're coming from there, because my grandmother was, she had a hard time with my grandfather and her mother-in-law.
Gotcha.
So she did have a great relationship with my mom, if that makes sense.
Okay. No, I'm just saying that they were pointing out that connection more than they was the other ones.
Okay.
Maybe it was because it was, in some sense of the word, some people find that would be unusual.
Yeah.
But still great, but unusual at the same time. So.
Sure.
But
wonderful.
Just saying, the worst is behind you. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it just feel like there's been things that disappointments and that kind of stuff, but it just seems like things are correcting themselves out, and by the middle of this year, things should be really, really, if not already coming together for you. You can definitely feel and see things out there falling into place, so you get a really good, I get a really good feeling about the whole thing.
Okay. Whew. And about tomorrow night for bingo and for little roulette, not picking up on anything yet?
Well, see, the thing that comes to me the most, it says right here, on this card here, it says be crystal clear intentions. Okay?
Okay.
Because it seems like a lot of things, one reason why you have a tough time winning a lot of things is because you don't believe you can.
Uh-huh.
And there's a blockage there, and it keeps saying clear out the blockage. Work with Archangel Michael. Because that card was what it's telling me. The card is basically is an archangel, and it's Archangel Michael, because it talks about Archangel Michael, you are safe, you are protected, you're guarded. Go outside, clear, hug a tree. it might sound crazy, but I always tell people, hug a tree. But then we got Archangel Michael was twice, so it was like crystal clear. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. Okay? Have faith. You know, look, there was one lady who said that she won the lottery, and they asked her how she did it. What she said she did was she went and she got every video she could on people winning the lottery and what they had and how they reacted. And then she basically took on that energy.
And it's so funny because I'm so not a gambler. And so it was just such a random question that I asked you on that one. But,
yeah,
you know, I'll take
like
it in. And you know what? I'm not going to rent every video before tomorrow. But guess what? When I'm at that table or when I'm listening to those bingo numbers, I'm going to visualize that.
Yeah,
and when I win,
I
will call you back and I'll be like, guess what? We're going to split this.
Hey, it sounds really good to me. I've been waiting for I was asking people when I knew for a fact when I was in, like, doing other readings in Florida and places like that. I knew people had been winning on my lottery numbers, but they never came back. Yeah, because people said, how do you know if they never came back? I said, I just have a really strong feeling about these things. And so I have I said, if you're in a position where you're really almost like 98% of the time right, I don't question it as much as I used to. So I said, look at those things. And I have had people come to me and always wonder about certain situations. I just had a lady come to me who said that she said I had done reading for her, and she said the things I had come up with didn't happen. But if you would have listened to her, I feel like for some reason there are some things that she changed the course. So that's why I always like to do follow-up readings with people when they say, well, this didn't happen. Well, let's find out why, because it's your life. You're the driver. Let's see if
you bet.
So if I said, if you turned right and I told you to turn left, why do you blame me?
Exactly.
But she made me mad, too, because she said that she didn't want to get a reading from me anymore because of that. But in the course of the conversation, do you know she asked me three more questions on the psychic level?
Yeah, right there. I mean, hello.
So I started thinking about her and the situations and consequences and why are things happening the way they are. And that split second, that's a little bit of disrespect in some sense of the word.
No, I think it's a lot of disrespect, actually. But I think it's fantastic that you're sharing your abilities with people and that you're allowing your insight into other people's lives. And I guarantee you, if and when I do hit it, you'll be notified, and there will be something. But also, when and if I do have my joy in my career, I'll also call you and let you know that, you know, you're right on target or, you know what, you're close to it. So I think it's important that way. And, you know, again, like you said, it is all in free will and, you know, you can guide, but you can't make it happen. So
also with the situation, too, it's interpretation in some sense of the word, too. I mean, we had a lady come on up on my last show, I just finished a show. And then we're doing this one, so I forgot about it. I scheduled them too close, which is actually 2 minutes apart. but we did the whole thing, and then the lady came on and basically bashed my co-host. And I was like, she said I could have dealt with it differently. I said, well, you're a co-host. So, you know, if you wanted me to cut the call, you could have said that. I was just, you know, I have a tendency to let everybody voice their opinions, and she wasn't too happy with my co-host on certain sense of the word. Well, she had no right to say what she did on the air, but it was just kind of funny that a lot of people really think that when they're calling psychics and stuff, that they have full control of that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, sometimes everybody gets slapped across the face. Sometimes you're going, okay, how'd that happen? I just want everybody to look back at themselves and go, okay, the reason it happened to you is because something you did, not because something I did.
And you're exactly right there. You're exactly right. And it's for those people that, I mean, you have to consider the source, too. I mean, you really do. Mm-hmm. You have to, when they're calling in, you can't expect a miracle. I mean, there's no such thing as a miracle. There's mm-hmm. such thing as guidance. But, again, you know, it's all up to you.
I would tell miracles are miracles. Miracles happen is because you just started thinking right.
Oh, you know. Yeah, that's a good point there.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well,
I'm thinking
I appreciate your time.
Now,
I know you have callers, and I know you have other people waiting.
I was just
going
to say, if you want to stay on the line, I can bring other callers on, and we can talk and that kind of stuff. And one reason I suggest people when we open that, we have these open mic forums, is that when you're sitting back looking at it, it's like being with John Edwards, because when you're in an audience,
Oh, yeah. Everybody's
voicing their opinion, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I've had people call the show who didn't get on, but they were listening. Someone else got a reading, and they would call me after the show on my phone. And they'll go, I don't want to get a reading enough. I just want to ask you a question because I know it costs for a reading. I don't have the money now. But I was just curious. So when you were doing the reading for that person, you sure you wasn't doing it for me because you just answered my questions?
Sure.
And that's the whole thing. When I do a reading with you, the reason I feel like you'll be blessed as much as I will because it's not just touching the two of us. It's touching everybody who's listening out there. And you might be answering some questions for somebody else. So that's what I'm saying. You're more welcome to just hang out and listen. If you have something you want to voice about someone else who comes on, who maybe I feel like you're a very intuitive woman.
Sure.
So you're more than welcome to stick around, and we'll just have a nice little open forum with everybody. If you have
sounds
anything,
sounds fine with me.
So if you guys have anything about you don't like lawyers or
right? No.
You don't think they get paid too much, or maybe you think they don't get paid enough? Just voice the opinion.
Hey, I'm a teacher, so we're not going to go with her with the pay.
No problem. So I'll just go and like I said, you can stick around. I'm going to go pick them up. Yeah, like I lost my tongue on that one.
I know what you mean, though. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to bring these guys on. So if you have any kind of opinion or maybe pick up something intuition you want to bring to the table for about anybody who comes online, feel free to say so.
Okay.
Okay, we have a Skype call here. Improvise. What is improvise?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from the islands right now.
You're calling from the islands?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple questions for us?
Well, yes. My name is Crystal, first off. And I was just wondering as well, where my career is going, like any changes for the better, as well as I also wanted to know, like, what's going on with my parents?
When you're going to get what?
With my parents, like where is their relationship ending? Where is it heading to?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I use one of them. Let's see here. What's the situation? I want to write. Let's see here. Got some jumping around out here. All right. You know, the thing I got the most, one of the other things. I keep getting this really strong impression of a lot of things going on in your life right now. Okay?
Yeah, I was going to say that she's very sad. Are you okay?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm just anxious. I've been waiting for her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the one thing that came to me the closest and the quickest was you said the things that you've been focusing on, the answers are coming through very clearly. It's almost like accepting it and moving forward. And following through with what you need, what you know you need to do. The relationship seems like something of just like someone's hanging on to something too long.
What do you mean?
This person you were talking about before, what's their first name? What's that? Sorry.
You mean. Who is that? Sorry.
Unless you were talking about the relationship.
I was asking about my parents. Like, where is their relationship ending, because they've been having difficulties for a number of years. So, but they're still like living in the same place. So, I don't know what's going on there. So, I was asking for some clarity.
So they're having problems, and you're scared they're gonna split up.
Well, if it's for the better, I mean, the kids have grown up, so I don't know.
Well, I think that, okay, I'm sitting focused on the situation, okay, I have a card here that says answer prayers. And the more I think about the whole thing of healing with the situation of your parents, it seems like they have some issues that they really have not really addressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like things will happen and they just keep going forward. They don't really address and figure out why they happened. Try to find the root of the problem, situation
mm-hmm.
going on, that kind of thing. The idea of them going in two different directions, I don't see that happening. I just feel like the idea of answer prayers means what you want, you're gonna get. So, and they, I guess you would say if you're sitting there focusing on them staying together, that's exactly what I see happening.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean, I even see the relationship between you and them getting stronger too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know. For some reason, it's almost like the word that comes to me is kiss butt. Like you have a tendency, you know, to get along. You have a tendency to do that. So they're saying that, no, it's going to get better where you can be yourself, which it seems like you haven't been able to when you're around them.
No.
So that shows an improvement there.
Okay. I'm satisfied with that. Right. Okay. A major thing with my career is I'm kind of deciding on which era I should be going into right now. Where do I need to be in my life right now? Pretty much.
Well, that was actually your next card, talking about career transition. Where mm-hmm. it's talking about, just talking about focusing on your life purpose. And do you feel, oh, gosh. Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, I have to get me one of those freaking wireless mics.
Oh, okay.
Wireless okay. mic sets. So I was sitting there going, I actually put my arm down because I was scratching the back of my head. Next thing I was about to pull myself across the room because I hit the cord. So I was like, whoa. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I've dealt with the cordless headsets.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really had any really good success with those. So I guess I should focus on having some good success. But
right.
I don't like being in the middle of something and then the sucker dies.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We gotta get wide open. So what it's talking about when it says focus on your life purpose, and if you're not really sure what that is, that's the ideal. I tell people all the time it's one of the things you need to follow, because people always say, "What is that?" Well, see, in the course of your life of finding those things out. To find it as much as part of the lesson is finding it. It's because it's the idea of learning how to trust oneself. I know when I first started working and doing this kind of work, I wasn't really doing a lot of spiritual work, so I wasn't too sure about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And migraines were terrible. But once I got into the spiritual part of the whole thing and balanced it all out, then I started figuring out how to combat those things without taking aspirin. Or just things like that. But in the process of finding out what I was, my life purpose, I solved a lot of things, you know, to the point where I stopped taking medication. I haven't drank Mountain Dew or any kind of sodas for almost 4 years.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there was a lot more to it, the whole thing. So when they start focusing on career transition, they talk about life purpose,
mm-hmm.
destined to service of people. A lot of times you'll go through a transition where they start talking about your diet, your lifestyle, the people you're with, and that kind of stuff. So those things balance themselves out, and there's a clearing of certain things, people, situations, foods, and then the point of your purpose has a tendency to fall in line too. Because a lot of people think it happens first. But a lot of times, in order to focus on life purpose, you got to clear the channels. So if you're a person, because the biggest thing I got with that whole thing was when you started focusing, and one of the questions you wanted to ask was, it keeps talking about sitting down, and understanding and having a spiritual soulmate relationship with yourself. Yeah.
I think I've been trying to do that before, but it's like, I don't know, I guess the challenges of day-to-day life as well, it's like it just leads you into a different direction, but at the end of the day, it's like you're not really comfortable or happy, you know, doing somebody else's work where your mind is like elsewhere.
I'm just saying, we're sitting here talking about that the other day, and people were saying, well, if life was perfect, wouldn't it be boring? I'm sitting there going, I welcome the boring, okay?
Well, I don't mind. At least I'd be comfortable, you know, and, you know,
take. Well, I'm just saying, when I was in Colorado, my life was pretty peaceful, and I was still busy.
Okay.
Okay, because the world's not.
Right.
So if you have peaceful people working on peace and those kind of things and spirituality and that kind of stuff, the reason we're working on it, because there's other people who are not, who are also looking for the same, and they're also looking to be guided or looking for information or looking for answers. So therefore, we can still have peaceful lives, but I've always said, it's like a paramedic. A paramedic's more efficient when he's not so emotionally involved.
Okay.
When they can be more productive. And that's what the situation here about you being more objective of actually taking a step back and yourself, okay, and meditate. Just learn, the process of learning how to meditate is the idea of just focusing on breathing a lot of times. Just start with breathing. So sit down, focus on intentionally breathing in your nose and out your mouth. When you do that, just take, if you only have 5 minutes, I guarantee you, I always tell people, feel. At the time you're doing meditations or the breathing techniques, or you found a series of breathing techniques that you want to do, or certain meditations, you should pay attention to what you're going through at that time.
Okay.
Because when you're sitting there meditating, pay attention to how you feel. Because if you're not getting anything out of it, it could say that you should be able, you should re-examine the meditation you're doing. Maybe you can make it better. Maybe you can change some things here and there. Or maybe it's not going to work for you at all, so they'll guide you to another one. Or maybe they're guiding you to be more of a person who comes up with that kind of situation on your own. What works for you? So I'm just saying, even when you breathe, when you start paying attention and you actually do start feeling better, then you know you're going in the right direction and you just want to do it more. People who get frustrated with it are the ones that go through the mechanics. But I'm just saying, meditation is the biggest thing. I come up here and it's like the archangels are working with you, and the idea of a relationship is not too far off. I really don't. I feel like because you're looking for something that's blessing, not something that takes away from you all the time. You give too much. And when I say give too much, it means you're in a situation, a relationship with somebody. And
right.
when you don't pay attention to what's really going on and realize it's not for you, that's a realization. And if you hang on to that, you're draining yourself. I always tell people, when you have a realization that, like, you're sitting there thinking to yourself and something just came to you in 2 seconds and said, this is not working for me, that was the realization right there. And that's when you make the decision to walk away too. You don't wait until next week. Or you don't wait until... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I was just meditating on what you were saying. With a relationship, I don't know. You were saying I should think about it more?
A little bit more. Yeah, it's like one of those things. I always tell people, when you do meditations, that kind of stuff, go out and find some alternations. Alternations. things you can alternate with. I got several ones. There's a company out there I recommend to you, too, right here. I get the information right over here. Let me pull it up, and it's like kind of like this. It's a company called HemiSync. www.hemi-sync.com. They have some great CDs, and these are different. This is not like subliminal CDs. This music, they play music like, you know, Bach and music like that. They have spiritual music and that kind of stuff. But underneath the music, they have a tone. There's a tone that's ringing out, and that tone has a tendency, when the brain hears it, both hemispheres of your brain work together.
Okay.
So it gives you intense focus and concentration. And I've got 4 or 5 of these CDs myself. One thing I noticed that when that happens, you also have side effects that are really good side effects. I caught myself using both hands at the same time. Or if my right hand was doing something, my left hand was doing something totally different, but they were doing them at the same time. they were working simultaneously, they were working together, seemed like my body was balancing it out, where I wasn't favoring one side of the body. I was actually working my body as a unit.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it helps you with a lot of things. I've actually listened to these CDs while I was working out. And the focus that you get more out of what you're trying to do. I've listened to the CDs when I'm doing readings and too, and there's definitely the focus really gives you some really deeper insights and a lot of stuff. I recommend those highly. There's also another company out there called BrainSync. Now, those are some little CDs, but that technology is a whole lot more far advanced than it's been before. And I've actually got three CDs of those too. But these companies carry a lot of CDs. HemiSync actually had CDs that you could listen to help you combat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So they have how to connect with your angels, how to connect with yourself. They have one called the Einstein. The Einstein theory, and it's actually that one helps you get more focused, but it also helps you to recall and also to remember more successfully.
Okay.
So it's a very intense thing. So check those out too as well.
Okay.
And right now HemiSync has got something going on with it. They're usually like $19 a piece.
Okay.
So four of them at the same time, you get the fourth one free. And I'm not no sense of the word. Really working for this company. I just believe in these CDs.
I understand. Right.
And actually,
don't you think meditation in itself is probably the big obstacle between really connecting and not? That most people are not grabbing hold of? That's where we should be working on the most?
Yes, but I always tell people that everybody said you're really this nice, great guy, you do all this and this. I said, yeah, but it takes me about 2 hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have that 2 hours in the morning, I don't feel like I have that. I don't know. It's just a 2 hour in the morning. There's something about meditating at 6 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody around and it's really quiet and that kind of stuff. There's nothing to interfere you either. I don't feel like there's any other thoughts going on at that time
for some reason. And if it is,
it's somebody else who's meditating too.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, that's the biggest thing I came up with. It was like the fourth card, how to obtain exactly what you want to do. And also it talks about nurturing and working with children, too.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Thanks. Bye, night.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bye-bye. I think she said she was calling for the Virgin Islands, I think.
Yeah, she said the islands. That's amazing.
Yeah, because I was, like, freaking out, man, because I'm like...
I kept on hearing the waves, but I didn't know if it was just the connection or if it was actually, you know, like, outside.
I don't know what it was, because for a while it was a lot, and then there for a while it wasn't.
Yeah, I agree.
Hello, Healing for Inner Peace. How are you?
Namaste. Love, light, and blessings.
Yeah, I'm actually bringing you and a couple other people online. I'm going to bring another person we're doing readings for and stuff like that. But trying to get some insights on a lot of things that people talk about tonight, because it was like, my mom was bringing up this thing about this tsunami. I can't even say the word.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, yeah. I keep thinking sausage.
Okay. I was watching the news earlier, and... actually, just a little while ago. I mean, I'm not going to stay up too long, so I won't be on too long, since it's almost 1 a.m. here.
Gotcha.
But basically, Japan, it was an 8.9 Richter scale earthquake, which is like the fifth largest in recorded history. And they went in the way tsunami waves went in like 6 miles inland, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And they had some of the tsunami waves, although much smaller, hitting Hawaii, which wasn't too bad, and then also California. Two spots in California had 8 feet high waves. Other spots had like small, like 5, you know, 4, 3, or 2 foot waves, which isn't much.
Right.
And like even Alaska had one spot they said had 5 foot waves.
Hmm. This was all caused by one. Okay, was there a series of earthquakes or just one? This one big one.
One major earthquake that was 8.9, but then there have been many aftershocks, which are still going on.
Okay. So we have some things going on here where it's almost like we have a, I would almost say that there, it seems like there's something else in the heavens, not just the planets themselves, but it seems like there's something else in the mist that's also having a gravitational pull on this planet.
Well, what it is yes, there are things going on in the galaxy with planetary star system alignments and so forth, which are going on, but it's also we just had on the 9th a major energy consciousness shift for the planet, which is going to help humanity.
They say the planet's not wobbling anymore in its axis. It's actually stopped wobbling. Now it's just on its axis. They said it was wobbling there for a while.
There's going to be more shifts with that, with each of these earthquakes. But they did say that with this particular earthquake, that it is speeding up the rotation of the Earth just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there will be more going on that will just make that rotate even faster.
Right. There was one person that said that they was not too, because they were talking about the last time the Earth was actually wobbling on its axis and it actually stopped wobbling, and we went into an ice age. And so some people are kind of concerned about that too. I'm sitting there going, it could be possibly in the past that it did happen, but it doesn't mean it's always going to happen that way too.
Right.
I think
that's
taking some other factors here.
Right, but remember that we are moving through a shift that is not, it's different than we've had before, because 3D and 4D time as we understand it will be gone. All of the alternate timelines are coming together into one, which is going to help to facilitate the change, because a lot of the other timelines do not have the controls that are firmly in place in this timeline that we are now experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is basically going to be coming together and to be transmuted and cleared. So basically, as more and more of the consciousness of the planet awaken and start to move forward, us that are doing the light work, the way show work, our work in the beginning is going to just expand, and we're going to be in higher demand.
Right.
And we are going to have to really integrate more of our abilities into our conscious awareness and use them new and different ways.
Right. Gosh, man, it's popping around. I'm sorry, guys. I'm talking my switchboard. I was trying to quit. Huh?
It's the energy.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to click one of the things on because, I every once in a while I click on these things like 2 or 3 times. They keep jumping out of my way. And I've actually cut people off. So I always say, if you got cut off, please call back.
I mean, it's just right now, I mean, I can just feel so much energy going on the planet. It's just, I know I need to get some sleep, but it's just that, especially after watching the news, it just gets me in sync with what's going on. So basically, all I can do is just do what I do, just bring in the highest frequencies I can from multiverse creator consciousness. And bring it down to Gaia and allow her to use it as she sees fit.
No, I just want to sit there and go, and I was going to bring a friend of mine on, and I was going to see if that, let me click on this one real quick. Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Mark. We were talking in the chat room before.
Yeah,
hi, Amy.
So how's you going? How's it going with you, huh?
I think I'm starting to feel, I thought I was feeling a little bit better, and then I did my show tonight at 10, and now I feel, I don't know, discombobulated, fragmented, and just, ugh.
Well,
what happened, Amy?
Yeah.
Why are you feeling like that?
Yeah. The electromagnetic fields and shifting is affecting all of us, especially those of us that are sensitive.
Yeah,
4 days ago, I developed a low-grade fever, and I've been trying to ride it out, and I just thought, well, I'll drink some more orange juice, take some vitamin C. I've been taking golden seal and echinacea. And then last night, I couldn't sleep at all. I was going from being too hot, so I threw off the blankets, to just having a sheet. I was too cold. I got maybe 3 hours of sleep, and then finally I just, quit trying. I turned on the TV, and I saw all this about the tsunami and the earthquake, and I was like, maybe that's what it was. Because it's funny, mm-hmm. when I get feverish, usually mm-hmm. something's going on. But I had no idea this had happened, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Now I'm just feeling – I was telling a friend of mine, I don't feel like physically – it's affecting me physically, but I don't feel like I'm actually sick. I feel like fragmented, displaced, just not together. Like, not my energy's not whole the way
right.
it normally is.
Right.
No,
Amy, I can definitely work with you and help you to adjust that, you know, at least a little bit.
Oh, that
so
would
I can
be
work
great.
With you on that.
That
so just email, email me your contact info and we'll connect.
Yeah, that would be great because I'm you know I was supposed to go on a trip actually today. I was supposed to leave for like an 800 mile trip. I'm supposed to drive and I just called that off. I'm like I don't know what's gonna happen now. I don't want to get on the road and be sick.
Yeah, really.
You know.
No,
right.
I can understand that because I remember this happened to me last summer. I was like, got really sick. My temperature went up to like 104. I mean, I was actually in the shower trying to cool off. And I was like, what the heck's going on? Because I never get sick. Well, the following Sunday, my dad died. And it was like, it was the same Sunday. It was a Sunday, almost about the same time. And all this thing just, it was just like energy, feeling this, that, and the other. I'm sitting there going, that's kind of crazy.
Right.
And, good.
Crazy, but true. I mean, it's very true.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of like hot flashes where I feel very hot. I have to wet my face down and so
mm-hmm.
forth, you know, just to get my body sort of back to normal.
Yeah, now today I've been cold. I just didn't get it. I was talking to a friend and he's like, oh, that's classic flu stuff. And I'm like, really? I haven't been sick in years. I don't know. Doesn't feel like, I don't know. It's a weird feeling.
It is. I mean, shoot, I used to get there. I had a couple of times when I was in Colorado, and I got up one night to go to the bathroom, and my whole balance was so shot, I never even realized that. I got up out of the bed to go to the bathroom and slammed into the wall. My balance was just, there was no balance. My energy was, like, really sporadic. And I just, like, bam, into the freaking wall. I tried to get to the door, and I'm trying to get to the door. I smacked into the freaking door. It was like almost like I didn't have any kind of control over my feet or nothing, no balance. My equilibrium was, like, shot. I finally ended up sitting on the freaking bed and crawling to the bathroom. And then just kind of, like, sitting still. Because any kind of movement of any kind would just throw me off again. Well, I was, like, almost like a ship. Or, like, you ever been in a car where there are certain a sway bar or something like that in a car? If it's broken, the car will just vibrate like crazy. And there's no control, no balance. So I was like, gosh, boy, do I feel
it was
like
amazing,
that.
Though, on my show I shared this, you know, how I was feeling, and there were so many other people saying the same thing.
Right.
You know? So it made me feel better. I'm like, okay, I'm not imagining this or trying to draw parallels where there isn't one, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, we've had some pretty sporadic energy anyway. I'm
sorry, go ahead. People that are not, you know, psychically inclined, you know, for lack of better words, so explain to us where, like, when and where you actually came about those feelings. Like, you know, how old were you when you actually decided that, you know, this is weird and this, not weird, but this is my calling and this is where, you know, I feel that I can see a little bit more here. I think that's interesting.
I guess I didn't go, I was in the womb doing card reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. With me specifically, I can remember back to the 70s when I had conscious, positive, loving interactions with our galactic family, which happened throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had many different experiences where I remember more and more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when
me
you say
too,
intergalactic, what exactly do you mean?
Oh, really?
Basically, our soul, which is who we truly are, is a multidimensional soul.
Yeah.
And our higher dimensional aspects of our soul can and do have form or unformed, depending on the dimension, in the higher realms of love and light, higher dimensions. Therefore, say you have a Pleiadian guide or an Andromedian guide that exists on the higher dimensions. They could both be higher aspects of your own soul's expression that are guiding and helping you. Therefore, would you ever guide yourself wrong?
Yes, I can completely relate with that. I do have a Palladian guide. I just realized this not too long ago in listening to Donnie's show about star seeds and talking to Courtney about being Palladian, and then I realized there's so many connections to stars in my guide, star card in my guide in the tarot, the number seven. Palladians, I guess, are from a seventh star cluster. I never realized all of that. It was crazy. To come to that realization, this woman that helps me, I used to call her, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be called Star. I wanted people to rename me. I didn't want to be Amy. I wanted to be Star. And it's just amazing as I look back in time and all the connections, it blows my mind.
And that just came to you? You just said, yeah, I want to be called Star?
When I was 5 years old, I wrote it on a thermos I had. I just took a marker and I wrote Star
and I drew
a little picture of a star.
I just wanted to go flying. No, I can identify with that because, I mean, I've always been, and I'm not a trackie, like I don't dress up like these people do, but I've been attracted to that kind of lifestyle where I just want to get on a starship and just zip across the galaxy, you know? And it's I want to go somewhere.
All right, I have a question for you then.
Okay.
If you were to move onto one of the light ships, you could not bring anything with you of third or fourth dimensional density, which includes third or fourth dimensional mental, emotional patterns or beliefs. What would you bring with you? What would you be able to?
What would I bring with me?
Yeah. You cannot bring anything that's third or fourth dimensional density. You cannot bring any third or fourth dimensional mental, emotional thought patterns or beliefs. You cannot bring with you any dualistic beliefs because that is only third or fourth dimension. It is not where the light ships are, which is even higher dimensions than that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What would you be able to bring with you?
I almost want to say nothing.
Wrong.
Wrong.
I love
it. Okay. Okay. I was wrong. And
pets,
I say,
children.
Or very right. One of the ways.
Anything which has life force energy.
Okay, I'll bring tomatoes.
Anything that has a soul. Animals included. Your pets included.
I don't have any pets.
Well, if you did, you could bring them.
Okay.
They are multidimensional as well.
Okay. So I would. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm serious. I haven't had a dog since I was in high school. I had this really nice German Shepherd, and ever since I lost that dog, I just never really had any desire to have anything as in a pet or something like that.
Well, maybe if you change that thought or that belief, that same dog can reincarnate into a new dog, which would then come back into your life. But you have been blocking that from happening.
I've been taking care of everybody else's animals and cats and kids.
No, but I'm just saying is the cat that I have is a reincarnation of my childhood cat.
Mm-hmm.
What about a hamster? Come on.
A hamster?
I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. Three of my kids came to me and they said, Mom, they came to me with a chart and said, this is the reason why we need a pet in our house. And they came to me with the money in their hand, crumbled up, you know, with all the coins, like, coming out. And I had all in me. Like, I felt so, like, warm with them. But at the same time, I'm going, I don't want a hamster. I don't want this. And it just reminded me of that. I'm sorry.
That is
probably very inappropriate to say this, but.
A
lot of responsibility. No, it's like, you know, the ideal, the whole show in the first place was the ideal of speaking the truth.
Yeah.
So voice your opinions. I want to shoot all lawyers, just the ones I know. But
are you familiar with the Siamese cats?
Siamese.
I have one.
Oh yeah.
His name is Ming.
All right. Think of how intelligent
Ming?
Siamese cats are. Think of how vocal they are. Right.
Right.
Think of what they would be like, which they were in ancient Egypt, the size of a black panther.
Really?
That intelligent and that vocal. They use the Siamese cats to guard the jewels and the support of the pharaohs.
I'm not too sure about this one.
So imagine a couple of Siamese panthers coming up to you and they want to be affectionate or angry. So how would you react?
With love, I would assume.
Hopefully.
Hopefully,
yes.
I don't know. I just want to bring a couple more people on the line just to get everybody's opinion. So, just bring on 706, area code, and 267. Hello? Area code 706. How are you?
Oh, that's me.
That is you. And then also area code 267. You're on the air with us too as well. So have you been listening to the show? Maybe you might have an opinion you might want to share with us. And plus, if you have questions you want to answer too, I have no problem answering those questions. And
I've been listening for a while, and it's very interesting.
So tell us some of your insights. And area code 267, are you there too? 267 must be taking a nap. Okay. All right.
706.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Mark.
Mark, how are you?
Oh, it's late, and...
Now we got two marks on the line.
Yeah, another mark.
Another mark.
Yeah, I noticed that. Basically, I was kind of wondering if you could give me some insight into what is going on or going to go on in my life and the world. I know you talked about the tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is going to be happening more and more. What's your take on all that?
I think it's going to happen more and more, but I think it's also going to plateau off, too, as well. They were talking about this. Courtney brought this up, and she was talking about this planet X or something that's coming through our solar system or through our solar system, I think, where she said it's supposed to get really close, and no one's really talking about it, and I guess the government knows more about it than they're letting on.
Yes.
Like it's not going to happen, but it's actually going to cross very close to the Earth, which is actually going to be like having, like, I guess, three or four moons and pulling all that gravitational pull and everything. But
right.
I'm not too sure about the whole scenario. I'm just telling you what I pick up, you know, intuitively, or psychically, or clairvoyantly, all those things. About just where it just keeps coming to me all the time, like playing a picture or a movie, and it's just like going over and over and over again.
Right.
Okay.
And now,
what was that? Let's just ask that question.
On the 19th, our moon is going to be called a supermoon.
Yeah, I heard that.
Which means it's going to be closer to the Earth than it normally is.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. So emotionally, we're going to be experiencing a heightened state of emotions, right?
Pretty much, because you got to think, isn't it true that the reason I was saying something back is I live in Colorado, and when you're in Colorado, the moon looks huge anyway because of being, you know, most of the parts in Colorado, like Denver and places like that, are like 6,000 to 7,000 feet above sea level, so you're closer to the moon anyway. Does it make a difference there, too? I think it would be, like, crazy there, then.
Maybe. I mean, because what's interesting is before I knew about that, I had already planned on my show, which is on the 20th, I have two great guests to talk about the universal soul harmonics and with those that actually channel the multidimensional, multi-universal frequencies consciously through their voice. And, of course, it's going to expand into other shows down the road.
Okay.
And that's within that same time that we'll be in the energy of that supermoon.
Yeah, while you're at it, why don't you just tell everybody about your show and so they can tune in.
On Be Love Now. That's where my shows are right now. On Blog Talk Radio. Be Love Now.
Be Love Now. Here on Blog Talk Television. Yeah, Blog Talk. I can't say it now. Blog Talk.
Radio?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, guys. I just got done with a 3-hour show, and now I'm doing another 2-hour show. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do this. Yes, I have trouble with R's for some reason. Isn't that just? I can't even say the word. Okay, it's another R word, retarded. But we're not gonna let that slip out. So I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, we have 706 on the line. We also have. I guess it's a Skype call. 1-1-1-1-1-1. Your mic's open, too. So, are you there? Horton, here's a who. Hello? Okay. Hello?
Well, this is 706 here.
Well, I know you're still there. I'm trying to get 101 to, I mean, 1-1-1-1-1 to say something. Just say something. Hello? I have all these... Okay. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. We'll find someone who does. Let's go back to 267 again and see if she... Hello, 267. 267.
Hello, that's me, Amy.
267? You're 276.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. now okay. I'm getting confused. 267, 276.
It's that freaking moon coming up. 267, you're on the air. 267.
Dyslexia.
What's that?
Sounds like dyslexia.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, bad manners, and you should clean your ears out. But late at night and that kind of stuff. So that's two callers I've actually clicked on, and nobody's there. So okay.
Yeah. For me, it's 1:15 in the morning, so it's pretty late.
You gonna be leaving this area?
Oh, yeah, I probably should at some point. Now, is everyone here familiar with the disclosure and what is supposed to happen, what could happen?
I've heard about the disclosure, but I've never really gotten any details in the depth of the whole thing, what that means.
Okay. I've heard the some of the authors of the book on a couple of shows. They're very good. And I even have the book myself, just haven't had time to finish reading it yet. It's
mm-hmm.
on After Disclosure from KeyholePublishing.com.
Yeah, I saw that. You sent me that message. I really wanted to check into that whole thing because I wasn't really sure what it was all about.
It's a good book, and they've written other good books, too. I've read some of the book. I just haven't had time to finish it.
Okay. Yeah, Mark, the Mark at 706. Was there some questions that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the... You got any insight for what my life is going to be?
It's going to be fantastic. So,
hot diggity. What a great reading that is.
Well, yeah, when is that going to happen?
that was really in depth. Come on. if anybody, Amy, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing any readings, or are you just kind of like chilling out and just enjoying the conversation?
I could do a reading. I'm still a little shaky from this whole thing, but yeah, I could do one.
Well, you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You know that, but I'm just saying. don't feel pressure like you.
No,
have to.
I'll do one. We'll see how I feel. You know, I'll do one.
Okay. So
what's
Mark,
the person's name and their question?
Mark wants to know what his life's going to turn out to be.
Oh, well, I don't get into the general readings like that. Does he have a specific question?
Because if it's bad,
I wouldn't want to tell you your whole life's going to turn out like, you know what. You know what I mean?
I know that.
I don't want to get into that.
The near future as far as work.
Work in the near future.
What are you doing right now, Mark?
Right now I'm laid off.
And plus you're talking on a crazy talk show too, right?
I live in a rural area and there's not much going on, and I'm just...
Where are you calling from? I've never seen 706 before.
That's North Georgia.
North Georgia, yeah.
Yep, up in the mountains.
Well, you know, I never really have put those together, mountains and Georgia. And I also...
North Georgia, that's why.
Is that what it is? And also Georgia has a coastline, too.
Yeah, they do.
It's
the very bottom of the Appalachian Mountains.
Okay. Now it makes more sense, but I don't know. Every time I go to Florida, at the time I was wanting to go to Florida so badly, I just kind of zipped through Georgia. The last time I went through Georgia driving, I was actually hitting about 110 miles per hour.
You didn't get stopped, you ended up in jail.
That's true too. They have different laws there, but every time I would go by and I would see the cruisers, they have this little beaten path that go off the road. Every time I go by one, I would see a cruiser and a cop sleeping. So, I went through about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So they were snoozing. So with the
job,
they
already hit Dunkin' Donuts. They were done for the night.
Dunkin' and dude, they're done. Okay. So Amy. God, that sounds like the norm, doesn't it? So, Amy, with the situation with the job, I mean, with the job, I keep picking the situation. The variation for me is like things turning around. I keep getting 2 months. A lot of fluctuations there where I feel like when I get fluctuations, I always feel like it's opportunities. There's more than one. With the situation you're going through, it's like my angels and guides are talking about stop thinking about it being royal. You know, the yes, our words are driving me crazy tonight. But the idea of being at where you're at and the situation, it's like looking at the situation and asking yourself, if you could sit in your house and manifest anything you wanted, would you need a job? Did someone fall down?
Well, if there's no jobs around here, so I'm kind of looking like I'm going to have to move unless something pops up here.
I know that, Mark, but see, my question is, if you could sit in your house right now and manifest anything you wanted, would you need a job?
Well, no.
That's exactly right. So the point is, focus in those kind of directions of solving the problem instead of looking at why. Because, you know, really, I would put this, the situation where you live at is not the problem. Not having a job is not the problem. It's the idea of focusing on what you really want, because you're still focusing on what happened, almost like the residue of coming out of it. But there's still that's focused on that and still really focusing on what you really want. I know you're starting to think to yourself, well, I'm focusing on I want another job, or I want something to keep this so I can stay here. But what they're saying is the process of focusing and going forward, also let things play out the way they're going to play out. I mean, in the situation, would it be really a bad thing if you had to go somewhere else?
No.
But the opportunities open up for you just to do just that, where you go from point A to point B, to actually would take you where you need to be. And to have the job you want. I mean, a lot of people sit here and go, well, I have to have all this stuff right now. Not realizing that maybe in the process of moving and going somewhere else, they would get exactly that, but they're not willing to go that step yet. Of just letting it go and flowing where they need to go. You see what I'm saying?
I understand completely. I'm at that point where I just have to get rid of, let a lot of stuff go.
That's the whole point, because a lot of times when you really start focusing on what one wants, you do have to get rid of all the residue and the clutter and stuff that's going around. Sometimes it's friends and family, and sometimes it's stuff in your house and that kind of stuff. But you know, certain reminders also have a tendency to keep you right where you're at. You know, if you want to stay where you're at, because I just feel like you don't want to be where you're at. I feel like you do want to go somewhere else. But it's also the
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing to keep me here anymore, put it that way.
Yeah, so you know, so basically the universe is like a play area for you. So why don't you just let yourself be back in that state of where you used to be in the first place, of being playful and have fun and living your life like you have before. Because when you put yourself in a situation of worry, you stop thinking about having fun and you start thinking about, oh my gosh, believe me, I've gone through that. And when you sit there and go, okay, forget it. I'm just going to let it go, shake it from my hands, go wash my hands of the whole situation, and whatever happens, happens. And you know something? When I let that whole thing go, everything falls in place just like it's supposed to. It was just me worrying about it and putting that kind of energy into the whole thing, kept the puzzles from coming together, or the pieces of the puzzle.
You know, that's what I've been thinking about the last couple of days. It's just time to just, you know, give all the junk up. Don't really need it. It's just here, that's all. And you're absolutely right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Does anybody else have something?
It confirms what I needed, confirmation of what I've been thinking, but, well, my mind ain't been too right lately. All the stuff I've been going through, so.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
No, I'm just saying, you know, the answer to your question really is, you know, how's your life going to be? Well, what do you want to be? And that's not a smart question or a smart remark. It's just the idea, you know, you are who you are, therefore be who you are. And the situation that you're in, it kind of stifling you from actually doing that. So I'm just saying, let it go where you got to go. And I just feel like you got some opportunities to go just that, do it somewhere else.
Yeah, well, another thing, someone mentioned to me that they spent negative energies around me. Mean anything to you?
Yeah, it's the idea of the residue of what has happened. I mean, seriously, the energies around you and the stuff, the things that have happened still seem to be floating around you. I don't feel like there's someone around you that's that I don't feel like it's per se anybody. I feel like it's memories and stuff that's been going on, that kind of stuff, and they're still floating around.
So it's my own negative energy.
Yeah, because I had a reading for a lady one time who said that she saw this spirit, and it had a disfigured face but looked just like her. And what she had done was she had taken her negative side. Like some people, we talk about this from the ego. People say, well, you should get rid of the ego, or you should get rid of the negative side. Well, she did that. She separated herself from that part of her life. What happened was it took on an energy of its own. And it became, she thought it was somebody haunting her or something. It was like an evil spirit coming after her, when it was actually a part of her that she'd let go of. And what it was wanting to do was be a part of the whole again. That's why it was ugly. Because it was the evil or the negative side of her that she didn't like. She thought it was ugly.
Yeah.
So that's how it represented itself that way. But once she said, it's like doing some meditations and worked with it and reunited with it and realized they have to work together. Like the physical and the spiritual, you know, the bad, the positive, the whole thing, all to work together. Guys, you got quiet. Hello?
That's really odd, because I just read a story today about a very similar situation where someone looked in the mirror and seen something that they didn't like, and it was them in another dimension from what the story said, and
past
they had
life.
To change this life to make the other dimension change.
Just,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because it was like looking at the situation. I used to listen to Stuart Little, his books, and he talked about, well, looking, if you look in a mirror long enough, you can actually see not just one lifetime, but many lifetimes. You'll see many faces, and all those many faces that you see are actually your face that you occupied with the same energy and that kind of thing. Anybody else? I just wanted to ask anybody else if anybody else had anything they want to say and put and add to what's going on, too. Amy? Boy, someone's talking. Is Amy there? Amy? I can't. Eric. Anne, thank you.
Yeah.
It was reading
my
mind.
Here. I guess I just don't have, you know, I don't have intuitive advice at all.
No, I'm just saying, that's the whole thing about the whole show. It's just the idea of sitting there talking and doing our little thing. If you don't have anything that you can add to it, or nothing's coming to you, that's also a lesson in itself. You know, if you, so a lot of people think they have to, in a kind of a situation like conversations and so they have to say something, and sometimes
yeah.
It's best to be still and just take it all in, because it might just be a lot of things happening for you to listen.
And sometimes I think, you know, just the whole process of it is just knowing that, you know what, like, what's going on here, what do I need to look at, and what do I know? Like, deep in your heart, I know right now, you know exactly everything he's telling you. You just
mm-hmm.
needed to basically hear that. And knowing that you heard that, then you can take that and go on and be better for it. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's all you need. And that's a good thing. You know, other
yeah.
times it's just a little guidance that you need a little bit more push to go in that direction versus, you know, go left instead of right. But I think, you know, based on what I've heard in this conversation, it sounds like, you know, everything is
okay.
confirmed on what you've been wanting to hear.
Mm-hmm.
This all makes a real sense. But I guess I'm this kind of person, I like to hear confirmation or, you know, okay from somebody else saying, yeah, that makes sense. But
you bet.
Oh, shoot.
But it very much does.
Mm-hmm.
I
just want to... Good night, everyone. Okay, I just want to sit here and tell everybody that we are doing readings. Call in at 646-721-72, let me see that again. 646-721-9031. And everybody who's in the queue, I do have a tendency to stay after the show even when it's not streaming, so just hang in with us and that kind of thing, okay? So we're going to get to everybody and all the questions and that kind of stuff. And John, for some reason I want to say John. Mark.
Yeah.
With the situation at hand,
Well, situation at hand, I'll give you the whole dirt, is been out of work for several years. Got a busted up leg. Went through foreclosure, and they want to kick the house, so I got to go do something somewhere.
I'm just saying, with some of the situations, I was telling people before, I said, if it was in the situation that when you got fired, if the guy had an arrow on his head pointing you in the right direction, then you'd understand why it was happening. Not the idea of taking it personal and saying, okay, this guy's being mean to me. When it's actually, ask yourself honestly, do you really want to be there? Because I just went through this with my daughter, and she was mad and saying, okay, I got fired from this job. I'm going through a hard time. I'm sort of going, please, stop. You're making this more than what it really is. And she's like, well, this is a hard time for me because you're making it a hard time. Why didn't you look at the situation? You were just complaining a week before that how you couldn't stand the smoke, how come you couldn't deal with this, how come you couldn't deal with that. I wish there was an easier way. Well, there is. And since you didn't make the decision was made for you. But look at it for what it really is. It's a decision, and it's sending you into another direction because this one's done. I wish relationships were like that, too, where you're just like, oh, it's done. But they are. But sometimes we have a tendency to we want to blame, we want to do this, we want to scream, we want to vent, we want to do that. So instead of looking at it for what it really is, I'm looking for an answer. People are always sitting there going, I'm looking for signs. Signs are everywhere. But no one's paying attention because they're looking for certain things. I mean, we were sitting there talking the other day about this one guy was, it's a joke, but it's like the guy was sitting there talking about he's drought, he's like he's in a flood, and he's sitting on top of his house, and the waters are coming in. He's asking God to save him, and in the course of the joke, God sends three vehicles to pick him up, and he just dismisses them, and then he drowns and goes to heaven, and he asks God, he goes, why didn't you save me? And God's like, what do you mean, why didn't I save you? I sent you a boat, a helicopter, and a canoe. What more do you want? So sometimes it's the ideal in these situations of paying attention to the answers because the answers are always coming to us. We just need to understand them. And when we don't understand them, I always tell people, listen, talk to your guides and talk to your angels. Okay, I don't understand what's going on. Why am I still here? Why do I feel like I need to leave and that kind of stuff? And ask them to clarify it for you because they will. And the more you communicate with your angels and guides, the more they're going to do that because they know you're listening now. Before you wasn't really listening completely, but now you're like in there, you're doing a little thing, and that's what they're saying to you. Open up. If you have a problem and things are not coming to you clearly, then ask. It's not a sign of being stupid. It's a sign I don't understand, and we want to help you. And I tell people.
And I also think though, like with that, and again, you know, not coming from the intuitive side, but
right, go ahead.
I also think that you do need to take into consideration anything that comes your way, you know what I mean? And not look at it as, you know, it's just belittling or, you know, I'm not going to work at McDonald's because it's McDonald's. Like, look at McDonald's as a sign of, you know, a sign coming from the other side or whatever it is. I mean, just realize an opportunity.
No, I know we had the same thing too. I always tell people, I said, if you don't want to start at McDonald's and you can start somewhere else, you don't have to start at the bottom. You can start at the middle. But the point is, you got to start somewhere.
But McDonald's might be the top for that person. You know what I mean? Like, you have to just realize that, you know what? Any opportunity that comes your way, don't just dismiss it because it might not be what you think you deserve or what you think you want. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, try it out.
I have been applying to many, many jobs for the past, say, three years.
Also looking.
I didn't get fired. I just basically the economy around here, the work I was doing, it went. So, I mean, I picked up things here and there, and right now I'm finishing up another job, but due to everything else, I got to find evidently somewhere else to go. And
well, try this, Mark. Mark, try this.
Yeah.
Instead of looking in the vicinity that you're living in, start thinking about where would I like to live, and then start looking for work in that area and see what happens. Because it might just be a total uprooting and going somewhere else to plant roots somewhere else where you can actually be more firmly planted and grounded.
Yeah, well, I think that's what I got to do, but I didn't kind of realize it till a couple of days ago.
Well, check. What I would do first of all, I would sit there and focus on what I really want to do, where I really want to be at. For some reason, I keep picking up Pittsburgh.
I can't live in a big city.
No, I'm just saying. I've gone this before. When I say Pittsburgh. I'm just saying I'm picking up Pittsburgh. So there might be something that's like a place where you'd like to live at that would be like Pittsburgh, but not a city, big city, but it's close. Pittsburgh has actually got a lot of suburbs too. But I'm just saying, it's like pointing out certain directions. I've done this before, and I've told people, I said, okay, I'm getting Pittsburgh. So when they start looking into Pittsburgh, it actually led them to somewhere further west, but Pittsburgh was a start.
Well, actually, I did live in Pittsburgh for 6 months, but I just couldn't handle it.
Right. So it might be one of the things that taken you back at that time when you were thinking about where you really wanted to be at, which wasn't Pittsburgh, and it wasn't Georgia, but it was someplace else where they're tracing you back down to the roots. Like a lot of people, when they start really focusing on what they want to do with their lives, they start realizing they've been doing it already. Even if it's just simply counseling people or just certain things like that. And they found out that they were doing it, or nursing, or when they were in there's some particular situations they were in. They were always very well to handle those situations that actually became careers later on. But it started with them going back and, not living in the past, but realizing that one point in their past, they really wanted to go somewhere, and now they have a chance to actually make that happen. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, if you want to hang out a little bit further, I'm going to actually bring a couple more callers on the line, and we're going to do some... I call it the round table, so I like to bring more people on the thing about getting opinions. And like with Anne, she's basically giving us how she feels about certain things. It's not like a psychic thing, but, you know, I guess we call it common sense.
Yeah. I thought I had some common sense, but I'll hang out, and I might have something...
All right, no problem. Okay, area code 267, you're on the air. Okay, I guess if you wait too long, you fall asleep.
Or not.
267, are you there? 267?
That's a big no.
You just won the lottery. How do you feel? Okay.
Bingo!
Bingo, yeah. Okay, let's go on to 563. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, this is Regis and Kelly. No, I'm just kidding.
Love it.
Hey, you have a number for that subliminal tape place?
Yes, I do. I have a phone number.
Okay.
Well, the subliminal place I don't, but for HemiSync, I do.
Hex.sync, SYNC.com.
HemiSync.
M-I-Sync.
Oh,
M-I-Sync.
Sorry. Don't mean to be taken over here, but I remember it.
Okay, we got HemiSync. Okay. HemiSync is HEMI-SYNC, but if you want to call them, I have a number, too. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
The number.
Actually, the name of the place is the Robert Monroe Institute. If you just Google that, you'll get you there.
Yeah, they call them Monroe Products. And then I'm just going to say, I actually have their catalog, so I got the information right here. So if you want to call them, there's an 800. There's an 800 number, 1-800-551.
Okay.
I'm sorry, am I going too fast? Okay,
nope.
1-800-541-2488.
Okay.
They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. Now, what I suggest people do on there, because you can actually go on the website, and they actually have those, they call them MP3 samples, that you can actually listen to the music before you buy them. And actually, that one I was saying about BrainSync, just you go to the BrainSync website, they actually have them have those MP3 samples that you can actually download the whole CD. And it's actually, you can either get the CD, which is like $14 or something. So it's either $14 or $19. But if you actually go in there and I think you download them, they're like $9.
Wow,
if you got the time and the money, you can go to the actual site because they have the chambers and everything there.
Oh, don't have that, but I could go for some CDs.
I've had those CDs since when I moved to Colorado. I actually became friends with this one lady who had a metaphysical shop up where I had my shop at, and she had all kinds of CDs in her shop. And she used to give me percentages off after I got to know her for a while. She'd give me percentages off books and everything. But That's how I got a hold of him. And she had this one called Higher. It's a great CD to listen to before you go to bed. Because it's like one of those things. I always tell people to do the meditations and stuff because it really clears you out, which actually enables you to sleep better too as well.
Good. Do they have one about dieting?
They have one of dieting. They got one some cancer for sleeping, for actually being more sexual, being less sexual. I mean, anything you can think of. They got combinations of CDs. And excuse me. They got combination sets too, like 4 or 5 CDs and stuff. And they're always having good specials. And they have the one where you could buy 4 CDs and you get the 4th one free. And then around Christmas, they were like $19 a piece, and they went down to $11.
Wow. I'll wait until Christmas.
I'm just saying, call them now, because actually, as we get closer to the summer months, they start having more specials.
Okay.
Christmas is their big time.
Hey, I went to the gambling place tonight, and my girlfriend came, and she was giggling and everything. She was going into the concert. And me and my twin was gambling. And she brought back these guys. And remember, I talked to you last night, and the one girl said that he had hardly any hair. He had it cut short.
Yeah.
One of the guys was that.
That's crazy.
I know. And that you said, oh, June or July. And I'm thinking, boy, he had that wrong. Guys, that was quick.
Yeah, buddy. Happened quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes with timing, when you let down the resistance, it can speed things up, too, as much as push things back. So always keep your mind open for that kind of thing. What's the wind? Has someone got the windows open?
And we won $85. We went up to about 140-something, but then we went back down. But we started with only $25. We got down to $1-something, and then we went all the way up to 140-something. Then we walked out with $85. That was cool.
Well, at least you walked out with something. You know, some people walk out going, what the heck just happened? You know, so that was a good thing.
Well, we only put 20 in a month.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, I always tell people, when you win something, you should walk away. Because a lot of times those old bugs will kick in and you'll start playing until you don't have nothing.
I had one where I went in there.
Well, I'm just saying, I was on a game, too, like that. I won like $84,000. And I said, what the heck? We'll just do it one more time. What's the worst going to happen? I lost everything. So I got like, okay. When I get that, when my intuition kicks in, I listen to that more than I listen to myself.
I was doing some affirmations on getting the $12,000 because this one, these 6 machines that they were had $12,000 on it, and I didn't get that, but I'm not discouraged.
Amy, are you still there? Well, I guess Amy must have... I don't know if she's had any problems again. Anyway. Yeah, she's still in the chat room. Okay. Shoot. Hold up. Go ahead. I'm sorry, guys. So you won some games. Okay, we got some money going on. And wasn't you also... You were talking about gambling, too, wasn't you?
Yeah, tomorrow night, although literally, like, I never gamble, so this is just a funny conversation for me. I mean, it's a great conversation, but it's just foreign for me.
Right. Oh, no, it's one of those things, you know, it's like, everybody, just throw it out there.
Yeah, like, hey, what do you think, you know? And
I'm trying
honestly,
to...
like, literally, if I win, like, this whole show will be tomorrow, like, fireworks.
Ah, yes. Cool. Okay, I was going to bring on area code 786.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with the rest of us. There's like 4 or 5 of us. There's like Ann, there's Mark, and Eric.
Karen.
I went blank for a minute. Okay. Let's see.
Hi, everybody.
And your name is?
My name is Leslie.
Leslie?
Yes.
Okay,
and I'm
Leslie.
I'm calling to get a reading on the relationship that I'm currently in.
There's a relationship you're currently in, and you want to get some information on what you should do there.
Yeah.
Well, I keep getting you're asking a lot of questions too within yourself.
Yeah.
Because I almost get the impression that there's a lot of things that are playing out to you right now that this person presented themselves to be that are not panning out. Does
well,
that make sense?
I have my doubts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like the person said, I like salt, now he says, I don't like salt. And you know, you're kind of wonder what's underneath the surface, what more is there that you haven't seen yet.
Right.
From the things you have seen. And I feel like that it's like you're like looking for a reason to leave.
Right.
Can I tell you I've been at the point where you want to leave, and if you have the inkling that you want to leave, you need to leave.
Yeah, because I think it's one of those realizations that's saying this is your eureka moment, and you're seeing things underneath the surface, but it's also trusting your intuition. It says I need to leave because you know there's more under the surface. I mean, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, or you wouldn't be asking the question. Not just to me, but to yourself. And what I was saying, you're asking yourself, it's almost like you keep asking yourself over and over again. It's like the first thing I popped up was my old friend Melody. This woman was with a guy who'd done like 30,000 things to her bad. And she was looking at me one day going, give me one good reason why I should leave. I'm like, why should I? You got 30,000 reasons.
Right.
What do you need 31,000? That's just going to make your head all more cluttered up. So it's the ideal when you make these eureka moments and you realize what you need to do, the more you stick around, the more you just clutter it up. Where sometimes you have a tendency to stay because you've numbed yourself because you stayed too long.
That's true.
Do you have children?
I do. I have a daughter.
How old?
Is this your daughter?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Is this your daughter and his daughter?
No, that's just my daughter.
Okay, so there's no really reason to stay, but in the sense of the word. But you can...
No.
I don't know. I just get the impression that sometimes you can make up reasons to stay to justify why you should.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you've known somebody for a period of time, you know, you kind of get used to them and used to their ways, and you kind of, like, you know, stay in the rut and... you know, you kind of say, okay, well, gosh, I've known this person for X, Y, Z amount of years, so do I really want to walk away, you know, from this? You know, it's easier, I think, when you've known somebody for, you know, 1 or 2 years than when you've known them for maybe 5, 6, 7 years, you know.
That's true, too, but you shouldn't, I'm just saying with the situations, I try not to let the time influence me one way or the other, because it's not a waste of time. You learned a lot.
Yes.
You learned a lot of things in those times, Vance. You really do.
That's true.
So I'm just saying, some people say just cut, you know, learn how to cut bait and leave. I have no idea what that means, but I've never cut bait, so I don't know. But I'm just saying, when I sit here and pick at the whole thing, it just says you need to move on. You need. It's like you've come up, how would we put this? You already know what you need to do. You just need to come to terms with that and follow through with it.
Right. Okay.
Amy,
well,
are you there?
Very similar to what
I'm
what
still
you
here.
Told me.
Okay.
Pick up and leave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you out there, Mark. Go ahead. Can you say it again?
Yeah, no, I say that's very similar to what advice you gave me, to just, you know, pick up and go and, you know, do what you got to do.
Right.
Yeah, if we, in the course of life, if our bosses had an X on their head, or had an arrow on their head pointing in the right direction, if the people, you know, like, can people fire us if they had X, if they had those little arrows on their head pointing us in the right direction, it'd make life a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
And I always say, in a sense, they are pointing us in the right direction. It's just we need to let down, take those blinders off and go, okay, now I get it. This is the end of this. Now it's time to go on for something that's happening here and do the whole thing. Amy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have
about that, Donnie. I had a client call me.
Oh, you're okay. I know that works. I was just wondering if you might have heard what was going on, and maybe you might have some influence. Well,
no, I didn't hear what was going on, but if you want to fill me in, I'll take a look at it.
Well, we have our this lady here is. I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Leslie.
Leslie. I should know that. I used to have a niece named Leslie. Leslie here is in a situation, a relationship, and we pretty much have put out there that if we think it's something she already knows, that's what she needs to do, and she just needs to follow through with it. And I was just seeing if you might have some insights yourself on the situation.
Okay. What's the person's name that she's in the quandary over?
The person's name is Phil.
Phil?
Yeah, like Philip.
Okay. Not Billy, but Phillips.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to take a look at how he feels and what his perspective is. Let's just see. Yeah, he likes his independence and self-reliance, they're saying, and he's walking away from a perfectly good opportunity, willing to go out into the unknown and then kind of procrastinate on making a decision about you. Let me see. How do you feel about Leslie? How do you feel about her? Gosh, this guy's lazy in relationships too. He's saying I'm sabotaging my feelings. She's very kind. She's very supportive, very nurturing. He's complimenting you, but then he's saying, and I'm avoiding any type of responsibility towards her because I'm lazy in relationships. And I'm kind of sitting back resting on my laurels. This guy needs to be knocked down a couple of pegs. He's not that great. I'm sorry if I sound bluntly saying that, but
yeah,
what he's showing me is like nasty. Like I'm so good, I don't need to do anything. I'm just gonna sit here and people bring things to me. I don't go out and get my hands dirty. You know,
I wonder if he was actually a pharaoh in the past life.
What I take on this is just like from the outsider coming in is obviously you called in for a reason and here it is.
Right.
I like that one.
You know, it's like I was telling the gentleman and everybody in the panel before that, you know, sometimes you get stuck in a rut because it's so much easier to walk away from somebody when you've known them for, I would say, 1 or 2 years versus when you've known somebody for 5, 6, 7 years. You know,
yeah.
It's like you kind of like say to yourself, okay, well, you know, gosh, am I ready to throw all of this, you know, away? You know, I mean, and then, you know, it's like I have the full understanding, you know, and I've been, you know, kind of sitting in the fence, but I'm more leaning now towards like, you know what, I'm done. I'm ready to walk away from this because I can't let somebody new in if I'm holding on to the past. You know, so it's kind of like I have to let that whole situation go, you know, and let it just be the way that it's going to be so that I could completely allow myself to be completely open for anybody who may come in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you look at or you think about what you're letting go here and you think about all the years or whatever, I would think about it like really, really honestly and intellectually. What you're letting go of is someone who's avoiding taking any responsibility.
Right. Exactly.
What you're letting go is a saboteur. You're letting go of, yeah, someone who's avoiding commitment, who doesn't feel a need to play by the rules, because that's what I get. This man does not play fair.
Nope.
Like, there's no fairness in any of this. There's no reciprocity in any of this. So you're letting go of something that you really can't work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it sounds like to me that Bill is taking advantage of her kindness.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sitting back and smacking and.
Yeah. But I think.
I wouldn't say smacking, like patting himself on the back. You know, I got to really. This is cool. I can just sit back and she'll do everything.
You know, I think he's starting to also realize that, you know, I've kind of turned like a new leaf because, like, lately I've kind of been more to myself and putting myself and my needs first. And doing things for B more now, and like he's now more, of course, as usual. When like I have a friend that says when you pick up your toys and you take them to another sandbox, you know, now he's wondering, well, why are you doing that, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's like, well, I'm tired of you taking sand in my toys. That's why, you know, it's time for me to move on. You know, so I took my toys, I moved into another sandbox, so you stay over there, and I stay over here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I think he's having a bit of a hard time with it. But I'm okay with that also, you know. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say something real quick, too.
Is he getting worse?
Is he getting worse?
Yeah.
Worse as far as his behavior towards me?
Every time it goes up a level, you know what I mean? The behavior, does it get worse every year?
Well, okay, it's a catch-22 when I say worse, I mean, like, he sometimes goes through these stages where he completely tends to disconnect from me and stuff. And then I used to be the pursuer. And then, like, last year I kind of said, you know what, at the end of 2010, I said, you know what, I'm done. I'm like, this is kind of it for me. You know, it's like, I've kind of
Stop
told
chasing.
You how I feel about things. You're not really doing what I need you to do. So now I'm going to go about my business and, you know, you do what you need to do. And if you want to continue this, then you show me you want to be in this. Otherwise than that, I'm not going to be in it at all. Because, like I told him, I said, even a water, even a plant needs water to grow.
Yeah.
So
definitely have to do a little bit of training.
That's what I did. I took all my toys to my new sandbox, and I've been moving on, and I've been, you know, doing more things for me and being more sociable with, you know, my friends that, you know, I kind of like had let go by the wayside and stuff like that. And I'm doing more things for me, so now I see him more like, oh, well, what are you doing? Or where are you going? Or, you know, what's going on with you? And you know, it's like, and I know the only reason he's doing it is because I'm not focusing on him anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, like, makes me upset and makes me want to continue to do what I'm doing even more. Because it's you're not doing, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
Well, right.
You waited for
this
me to
guy
walk
has
away.
This guy has a fragile ego, so the best way to get at him is by acting like, you know, he's nothing. I would tell him, you're not that great.
Yeah, right.
You know? Really? Do you think? I see he's a little bit overweight, actually. I'm looking at him, like, they're telling me he's a little bit overweight, actually, and he tends to dress like he thinks really fine, but he really doesn't. He looks gaudy to me. I would just tell him straight out, like, you're not all that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So
yeah. Like, he thinks he has a sense of style, but he really looks, I don't know, not that great to me. And if you could tell him that he doesn't look that great to you either, maybe he'll get with something here with, like, humility and, and you know,
and
going back down to right size.
Right. Yeah,
but yeah, I'm definitely more done with that than I've ever been, and I'm ready to move on. So, you know, it's what it is. You know,
congratulations on your liberation. I think it's great.
Yeah, because I always look at these
just
situations
like
too. When a person is being self-centered, I think it's really telling you that you're not focusing on yourself enough.
Yeah.
Because that's all they're doing is focusing on themselves. So, you know, it's like, oh, there's a sign. There's a reflection. I need to sit there and start focusing on me too, because he doesn't focus on me at all, which means you're not focusing on yourself either. You're focusing too much on him and how to turn this thing around. We all know this for a fact. You can't change the outside until you're willing to change the inside anyway. I feel like he's got a long way to go, and I say, like, the process of walking and going forward in the first place, because I feel like you're just outgrown him.
Right.
And the person, and I've always seen this in situations when people think they know everything. They don't learn nothing because they're not open to do that.
Right.
So I just want to tell everybody, we're actually winding down, but everybody in the queue, like I always say, well, we will definitely get to you. So it's just one of those things of looking at the situation. I've actually gone to 267 like 3 times and no one's answering. It's almost like nobody's home. And then we have everybody else here. And then we have 818. You're actually on the air too with us, with the rest of us. So, if you introduce yourself, 818, you are on the air. Okay. 818. I wonder if everybody, like, was waiting for a long time and fell asleep.
Hey, Donnie, I gotta go. I'm not feeling so well again. I gotta go lay down.
Okay, no problem, Amy. I'll call you later.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. Okay.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks, guys. Bye.
You're right. Bye.
Hey, Donnie. What nights are you on? I know this is Saturday. Are you on any other nights?
I'm on 6 days a week.
Oh.
And then we're gonna try this thing where it's gonna be on Sundays now, which it's the same format as this show, where it's called Free Angel Readings. It's called Free Angel Readings and Free. I'll say it one more time. Free Angel Reading Roundtable Brunch. And it's gonna be on Sunday at noon. So if you want to join us on that one, you're more welcome to join us on that one too. And then tomorrow night at 9, I'm actually having my regular show on, which we're gonna be doing free readings too. So if you want to jump in there on that one too, feel free to do so. And then
while we're here now, you got some lottery numbers for me so I can get over all this?
Well, let me see if I can get a hold of 267 again. 267.
I think it was the dyslexic lady. It was 276.
Okay, well, she must be listening. But, okay.
No, I'm serious. I heard that. And,
no, go ahead. We will sit here and we'll go over some things. 480, you're on the air too as well. There's four or five of us here, and we're going to sit here and have our little format here. We'll sit here talking to the other lady, Leslie, and then we have Ann, who's with us, and Mark, and Karen. And Karen's still with us too, aren't you, Karen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so it's one of those things of ask your questions. There's four or five people here who are very intuitive as well, and they'll answer this. And if they have anything, they'll give that answer to you as well too. So, do you have a couple questions you'd like to throw out there? Wanda?
Yeah, I was trying to get Amy, just like the other night. You always let her go without my talking to her.
Oh, she got sick. She had to go. She probably would have stayed longer, but she got sick.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, best of the best here, though.
Yeah, really, man. We got four people here just waiting to hear it.
Well, I want to say something, Donnie. I did call Nina when I got off the phone with you.
Uh-huh.
And she's having something Thursday night. And she said I can come by and bring my products and pass out my cards. And I think that's going to be a start.
So do I. You know, it's one of those things of just following through with the opportunities that come along. And you were talking about those three women anyway. And I think you needed to, they just seem like they were very phenomenal in this business that you're trying to develop. Because I feel like they're keys to the whole thing. Not just one of them. I think all three of them are going to have some kind of something to have to do with it.
Yeah, I do think all three, but I think Nina is the main one to start it off with.
Uh-huh.
And they're
all going to jump right in there. Whoa, what was that? I thought I heard someone's dog.
Yeah, mine.
Oh, okay.
I just let him outside.
Oh, okay. I swear I had a dog.
But, yeah, I'm glad she just gave me the courage to just call her again and just try to get something set up. I don't know if I would have. I might have would have, but I'm glad I just went on ahead and called her.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do it. I would definitely get that ball rolling.
Yeah, and I did, and she wants to start something Thursday night, so I'm going to get a bunch of stuff together and get my cards together. And all of that. Oh, one more thing. You think Patrick's going to pay my phone bill? He said he wasn't, but I'm wondering, will he, or should I just get another phone real quick?
Okay, I get the impression you should get another phone.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's really mad, huh? Or just through.
He's just frustrated because he's trying to get a rise out of you, and And the more you sit there and find a solution to get around that, the more he gets irritated because he's not getting that rise he's looking for.
He's looking for a rise out of me.
Yeah, he's trying to, you want to get blunt about it, he's trying to piss you off.
Oh, it wasn't working. He told me, I spoke to him a couple of nights ago, he claimed he has a girlfriend. And you know, it didn't even faze me. Now, if that was a month or 2 months ago, I'd been very upset. But it didn't even faze me.
That's good. You know, I call that growing and letting go.
But I think it's probably just lying anyway, but it don't matter.
Yeah.
Internet girlfriends that don't exist.
Does Patrick like pizza?
I don't know. I mean, he'll eat anything. He's really fat.
Okay. All right.
Why?
I don't know. Giorno. I call him saying pizza. I call him saying
DiGiorno.
Yeah, I saw pizza in his mouth watering. So I was just like, so some kind of fat.
And we probably just up all night eating. But, yeah, but he said that, and I just really had to laugh when I got off the phone, and I realized he said that thought it was going to upset me. I didn't think about it when I was on the phone with him, but later on the next day I thought about it, and I just began to laugh because I realized something.
Uh-huh.
You know, he thought he was going to upset me, and so it bothered him it didn't upset me?
Say it again.
Did it just bother him that I wasn't upset by what he was saying?
Yeah, he was irritated.
Oh, so he'd been happier if I was crying and saying, please take me back?
Yeah.
Of course.
So he can say no.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, oh. It's all good.
Huh? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, no problem.
But it seems like that's what you wanted him to be like.
What?
Is that what you wanted him to be like, or did you not really care? That's, I mean, what do you want?
Oh, it's over.
All right, so who cares about him? Let's move on. Let's talk about, like, the new thing then.
Yeah, the guy coming in, the prediction.
Yeah, let's talk about the new guy.
March 14th.
Oh, yeah, he's coming. And that's why I think I'm so calm about it. But, yeah, I figured he will cut the phone off. That's what I pretty much thought, too. So I guess I better get me a new one tomorrow. But it's fine because everything just needs to be broken. Now if I can get him out of my computer, everything will just be perfect. But, yeah, I'm really excited about the new guy. And Donnie's been telling me a lot about him. And he said I will meet him on or around the 14th. And I'm really excited about that. I really am. And, like I said, I'm a little nervous, too, but I'm very excited. And life is really good. And I'm still losing weight, Donnie.
Okay. That's good.
So how much you think I'm going to get up to now? How much more weight do you think I might lose?
Right now I'm seeing 10.
10? That's it?
Right now I see 10. But that's just, it's like a progression in the next 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I just feel like in the situation you're in, you know, you can't really push that.
What do you mean?
It's just how they don't push it. Because a lot of times when people push to lose weight, you know, you've had the weight. Some people have had the weight for a while. So when you sit there and push it too hard to lose it too quickly, you can really throw the balance of your body off.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to lose it too quickly, but I just want to think what would be the final amount of weight. I'm not saying I'm going to lose it in 3 months or anything like that. No, I'm just thinking, what do you think would be the final amount of weight I might lose?
Oh, okay. I just get the impression that here in the next 6 months, we're talking about between 40 and 50 pounds.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I'm just saying you should also, like when your visualizations, you do like I do. I mean, I got pictures that I take from magazines that, okay, those kind of abs I want, and I use that for visualization of looking for the final outcome on the whole thing. But I also realize that when we do these final outcomes, especially when it comes to the body and that kind of stuff, that's a progression. It's constantly not just getting down to that point, but it's also the ideal maintenance and maintaining that too as well.
Right. I think for me, I think putting pictures up would upset me. So I don't think that's what I want to do. And I have no desire to be skinny or even slender. I don't mind a little chunky. But the main thing going through my head is strong and healthy. That's what I want. I want to be strong and healthy. And I don't want to have diabetes. That's all I see. I don't know what I want to look like, but I know I don't want to continue to be so heavy that I'm miserable. But I'm feeling good about myself when I put my clothes on. I feel good. I used to feel bad. I used to be in dressing rooms about to cry, looking at myself in the mirror. But even though I'm still
heavy,
I look much better.
Yeah.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
I feel good when I put on my clothes now. Even though, like I said, I'm still heavy, but I look so much better and I feel better. My clothes used to be so tight that I was just sick.
I hear you.
I'm looking better. I'm feeling better.
I want to jump in on here about this diet issue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know what her diet is, but if you go to more raw foods,
yeah,
carrots, vegetables and even if you got a juicing machine, you know, be good. But you know, stay away from the Burger King, McDonald's, and all that stuff. And
Twinkies, they'll kill you.
Go, yeah.
You catch your filthy mouth now.
Eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Wash them though, because they're sprayed with pesticides.
Who is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spinach is really good for a person.
Spinach?
Yeah, I've been doing that too. I've been eating more vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, just keep doing that whole thing, and like I always tell everybody, if you want to call me, and maybe I should call myself the personal training psychic. I've been a personal trainer for like 20 years. I used to work for Gold's Gym. So, got any questions, I'd be glad to sit here and set you up with them. It's not really, I don't call it dieting. It's just the idea of taking things out that you know you shouldn't be eating and replacing those things with the things you've been putting off. Like, I always tell people, if you like don't like carrots, you know, there's a good reason why you don't like carrots. It might be, and if you don't, because I would tell people, can you see perfectly? Yes, I can see perfectly. And a lot of times people do have a lot of deficiencies in their body, but there's a lot of things they don't have, and then sometimes they don't like those foods. So it's the idea of focusing on the foods that you're really craving. A lot of times that's because of deficiencies within your body. Tomatoes are really cool because a lot of people go for the oranges for vitamin C, but tomatoes, it's a different substance. It's also classified as a fruit, but also I still put it on my hamburgers, my lettuce. So. I'm just saying, when you sit here and put those things together and look at the situation of just the combinations, a lot of those combinations also help you absorb the other vitamins as well. I mean, there's some other things that you take when you take protein in, and the reason you like to balance out your proteins and your fats, because fats actually help you absorb certain things into your body too. So you know, have to be a balance there, not an imbalance. And it's also been proven that my brother used to do this. He used to eat one meal a day. And he's like, how come I can't lose no weight? And at first he lost weight, but he didn't understand that the body has certain mechanisms in it to protect itself. And when you put yourself in that kind of state, the body thinks it's in starvation mode. So they'll go in starvation mode. So you'll lose weight at first, and then all of a sudden the body will start storing everything because it thinks it's being starved, which in reality it really is. It's just intentional. If you really want to get things balanced out in your life, I recommend fasting for about 5 days. It helps you get rid of toxins, but also helps your mind. It clears the mind so you can see things more clearly, too, so you won't go there anymore. Not saying you won't, but you'll definitely have a better chance about not going there if you know why you should stay away from certain things. And foods and that kind of stuff, don't people, you know. I never realized that either. I did fasting for 4 or 5 days and realized that, foods. There's foods out there that just don't affect your body, but they also affect your mind. You feel how you feel good and that kind of stuff because of the chemicals and that kind of stuff. And then you start realizing there are certain foods out there that you eat with some of the preservatives they put in them. They make you hungry. There are certain things that make you eat.
Right.
So when you clear those things out, you know, the idea of trying to get as close as you can to, like he said, raw foods and natural foods high, not just high in vitamins, but also the closer you get something to being raw, to the point like it's almost like if you could actually really get carrots as you pick them from the ground and eat them, they have all this, they have this the essence in them too.
Yeah, I make a lot of vegetables anymore.
I make a lot of vegetable soups.
Well,
different vegetable soups.
Well, one thing I tell people a lot to do is stay away from Campbell's.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sodium in those things is between 950 to almost 1,400 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah, I don't put cans in them. You know, sometimes I put cans of beans, but otherwise I use carrots and all different kinds of stuff. And I cut up spinach leaves. I don't do the canned spinach because that tastes terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I do the leaves, and I cut them up in that, and I put them in hamburger and all sorts of things for iron in that.
I did the same thing with pizzas. I was eating pepperoni pizzas, and I could never figure out how I was always getting sick all the time. And I realized I realized a long time ago that I was allergic to pork, and I never thought about pepperoni as pork. So I got rid of that whole thing, and I didn't stop eating pizzas. I just turned it around and tried to switch some things on it. So we, I started getting pizzas with chicken, tomatoes, and spinach on them.
Yep.
And that was like, geez, that was really great.
Yeah, you really get healthy. I make a lot of soups with spinach in it.
Yeah, you can change almost anything into healthy if you just sort of look at it. Because like chili, you can take chili, instead of putting hamburger in it, you can put ground turkey in it.
Uh-huh.
You get the same results. Same thing with Hamburger Helper and those things. You can replace the hamburger with turkey, ground turkey. But sometimes with some of the things like Hamburger Helper and those kind of things, you do have to watch the MSG and the salt,
mm-hmm.
the sodium in them, those kind of things. Which has been traced back to Alzheimer's, because what happens is that those MSGs and that stuff you put in your system, they get stored in the brain. So what they do is they inhibit the brain and the electric impulses that go through there that help you think. They block them, and that's why you get those things of and aluminum would do the same thing too, but it has to be in a certain form. I mean, if you buy aluminum cans with tuna. More than likely, there's no problem with that. It's the ones like soda and beer and that kind of stuff, because those things have substance in them that actually make the aluminum break down. So it goes into your system real quick. Tuna, it's a cold substance. There's no acid or water. If you get the water. But like pop cans, now those things can be bad for you because the carbonation in them and like Coke have certain kind of acids in them. They break down the aluminum, so it goes really right into your system. And the same thing with beer, with alcohol. Alcohol breaks down things too as well. And people don't understand that when it comes to alcohol, if you sit and told them what alcohol is, it's actually a simple sugar.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, I mean, I was sitting there and I used to do readings for people all the time, but then I was like, okay. I started realizing I could pick up sugar three times with somebody. Either they had a sweet tooth and like sugar, or they would drink all the time, or they'd like to drink. That was another one that would come up as being sugar, and if you're a diabetic.
Yeah.
So you have those three or four things, yeah. So I also tell people, too, that a lot of times doctors keep misdiagnosing a lot of things. MS,
uh-huh.
diabetes, all
mm-hmm.
kinds of good stuff. Because it's basically, a lot of these guys get so caught up in trying to figure out what it is, they would trace it back to the source and realize a lot of things can also be caused by, you know, like they were talking about before with deficiencies in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like MSN, and MSN, that's actually cable. I mean, computer. Like diabetes, a lot of people, they found out just by correcting their diets. It goes away because I've seen situations where women have gotten pregnant and they go through a phase where called temporary diabetes because you have
gestational diabetes.
Yeah, so if that's the case, in that case, but it goes away after the pregnancy is over with. It's just the system was off balance. And all these things, they talk about that too. All the diseases, it's called dis-ease. It means your body is not at ease. It's, you know, it's dysfunction or something like that, which is usually a dysfunction, is usually an imbalance. So it's the idea of finding the source. Which usually people don't realize medications and that kind of stuff. All they do is mask what's actually really going on, so you really can't see what it is. So when you do that, because actually, if you really trace back science, and with these things that we call them cures, they're not really cures. I mean, when they do these things with polio and that kind of stuff, they're actually introducing a virus into your body, and then your body is healthy. Okay, not like most people who get sick. You usually go through periods, like if you're depressed, your systems are down. If you go through a bout where change in diet or something like that, your immune system's weakened. So those viruses have a tendency to get in. But it's also been proven, too, that you're not just the systems are weak, but also your thinking is weak at those times, too. So they found out when you're healthy and you're not thinking about those things, when you introduce a virus into your body goes right to it and kills it. And when you're subjected to all the negative thinking that goes along with it, like back when polio became an epidemic, because that's all people thought about. So when you think about it, you bring about it. And it just keeps worse and worse and worse. Hello?
That's right. You know, Donny, that's how, you know, I had diabetes. I was under so much stress, and it just pretty much came on. It was to the point I couldn't even see. And that's why I knew I had it, and I went to the doctor and found out I had it, but I was under a lot of stress, worried about financial things and things like that, and I became diabetic.
She's going. Yeah. That's right. It has nothing to do with eating too much sugar.
Well, I don't like that much sugar, to tell you the truth. I really don't have a sweet tooth. It only hits me every now and then, but I really don't like sweets that much. But now we're talking about, you know, the diabetes and, you know, gestational diabetes. Now, I'm diabetic, and you know I want a baby. And at one time you said it isn't if I have one, but if it should I have one. What are you saying about this? Do you think anything's changed? I've been trying to eat better. I'm taking more herbs and, you know, vitamins and things like that. So I'm trying to, you know, lose more weight and get my body together. So what are you thinking?
Well, the answer that came to me was you need to watch your body as you go through this situation.
Uh-huh. As what situation? A pregnancy or what?
Uh-huh. No, I'm saying is you need to watch as you go along in your life and that kind of stuff. Because I think you're going to know before you get pregnant, you're going to, you know, when it's going to happen. And they're just saying you should watch your body as you go along. So if you're going to continue to do so, if you're going, I mean, if you're going in the right direction, right, like you're going into right now, where you feel healthy and you feel great about everything that's going on with you,
mm-hmm.
then you continue to go on. But if you have something, if there's something that you question, then you need to take it and stop and look at that.
Well, I just want to make sure everything will go okay and it will be a healthy baby. So, are you still seeing the same thing you see or saw before? What are you seeing?
I don't get the impression anything's changed. Everything's right on course.
Twins.
Hmm. Happy
you know,
day.
Everything breaks down in the sugar, everything, even meat. You know,
even
it's
meat.
A myth that they think just candy is sugar. You
oh,
really
yeah.
Sugar
well, they have certain Bread things that go into your situation too. I mean, basically, a lot of times with sugar and stuff, it's just the idea that the body's not breaking it down like it should. But then again, I still think in anything we can focus on, we can change. I mean, there's actually been cases of people changing their DNA.
Yes.
So when you sit here and focus on that, and then we had the one guy was on here earlier, Mark. The other Mark. He's got his show on healing and stuff, and he was talking about that DNA only deals with, I think it's about 10 or 15%, somewhere around there, where that actually has to do with your physical body. And the rest of it has to do with the rest of it, spiritual, your things that go with the spiritual part of the whole thing that we've gone through over evolution too as well. So it's not much, so there's the DNA is there for the physical part in some sense of the word, but it seems like it's more detailed to the brain, the brain and the spiritual senses as well. So when you start to think about that, we also talk about the brain. The brain was very small at one time, and as we progressed through evolution, it's gotten bigger and bigger. But if you look at the percentage of how much of it is actually for memory, it makes you wonder why. And I thought we come up with a theory that if we do reincarnate from lifetime to lifetime, because we were asking the question, why do we bring some of those things with us, and how do we do that? And it seems like the brain is actually taking over that, taking the compensation, taking that in, so we can take those memories with us through each lifetime. And as each time goes, the brain develops, it gets bigger to contain not just the memories we pick up in the lifetime as we're into now, but to also carry those ones with us from the past. That's why they keep coming up. So we sit here and say, okay, you talk about baggage. You know, some people can be carrying baggage from like 4, 5, 11 lifetimes ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, when I sit and talk about past life readings and that kind of stuff and really working with those things, you understand how come they can be really good tools and assets to deal with things that we're still carrying with us. So.
You didn't answer my question.
Which one was that?
My question was, do you still think it's going to be what it is, or what do you think it's going to be? Boy, girl, both?
Well, I said before,
Well, the very first time he said, boy, and I said, no. And then he's like, I don't see anything. And you weren't the first one to ever say that. And then you think it may be twins. But Lane said a boy again, and I don't know. I said, I guess I'll go with it, even though I like girls.
I guess I hate to say it. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but yeah, I'll sit here and say, I see a boy too.
Well, I would just say don't worry about it as long as it's healthy.
Well, people have a preference. So, this new guy want a boy, huh?
Oh, yes, he does. And it's like it's, and you know, it is the male who determines the sex of a child.
Uh-huh, yeah. I was just wondering about that because I said, okay, then. I asked Lane, I said, what if it was a girl? He said, well, he'll love the girl, but he'll still want a boy. So I said, okay, I guess I'll take the boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I do have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I can manifest what I want. And if I say I want a girl hard enough, I will get a girl. But that's, I'll go with the boy.
Well, I'm just saying, if you do, that'll probably be, that's probably why you would get twins, because she's so focused on the girl, the boy's already destined to come through.
Oh, that's why you think.
Yeah, I do. Two people, two minds. One wants a boy, one wants a girl. And sometimes in this situation, I've seen couples that have five or six kids. That shows you the determination, what they were focusing on. They call it because of the they can sit here and talk about science and having those shots and you know, artificially insemination, that kind of stuff. But they still take for some reason. They could go the other way too as well, but they don't. That's the point. So when you look at those situations. I've always said I looked at because I've actually done the same thing when I looked at people out there when it was talking about just all this stuff, you know, and people are like, okay, that's not, you know, what's that going to happen? What's this going to do that? And they're just, everything happens for a reason, so just leave it that way.
So when do you think they're coming, or one or two or whatever? When do you think it's coming? We still on track, or what do you think?
One will come through UPS, and the other one will come through Federal Express.
All right.
I got to go. My battery ran down. I'll talk to you later.
Karen, you have a good night. Thank you.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So what are you seeing, Danny? You still think? Well, what do you think?
I think a lot of things.
What do you believe?
I still feel a boy's coming. And I feel like if you really push this thing, I feel like you get twins, and the second one will be a girl. I'm just saying, I've seen situations like this before when women have come to me before, and I said, oh, this kid here was a twin. And they go, oh, no, I only have one. But I actually saw the proof of that when doctors have actually done that with women who thought they had twins, thought they were carrying twins, but they only gave birth to one. They actually went back in the afterbirth. I guess a couple of doctors got curious. Why would you think she's having a twin? Well, they went back and looked in the afterbirth, and they find these fetuses that for some reason didn't develop. But definitely the mother was right. They were twins. So there's the backing of that.
So what you wish for,
because you might get it. But then again, if he's wishing for the same thing, he might get it too. So therefore, you're looking at the situation and dealing with two, which, whoa. I have two kids all together. I can't imagine. My mom had five. Just want to go. I'm going to go run and scream and jump up a cliff. But
yeah,
that is
a little scary. I'm not going to lie. Two is scary, yeah. But when do you see it coming?
No, we're talking.
Just babies or whatever.
Me personally, I keep getting the impression it's like a year in the making.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It may take a year, maybe a year. So it's right around that fluctuation between 8 months to a year.
8 months to a year.
Yeah, but they're leaning more toward the year.
Oh, you mean a year, 8 months to a year from now, as far as being born or conceived?
Being born.
8 months to a year.
I'm just
Wait
joking.
A minute.
Just choking. just joking. Calm down, relax.
No, I'm not.
it'll be between 8 months, be 8 months to a year before you conceive, okay?
Before I conceive.
Yes. Not before. Well, not the idea of having it. That'd be. I don't think that's actually possible.
Well, it's possible if I meet Monday.
Right. I hear you.
You know, I work fast. But,
I hear
you. Oh, okay. Conceiving within 8 months to a year. I was hearing I would have a baby within the year, within 12 months. But you're saying conceiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the best ways it can happen anytime you want.
Really? Well, what's so special supposed to be happening with me this year? Like I say, July, August. Lane said something very special and surprises are happening. And I'm wondering, what could they be? I'm curious. I'll quit it. But you don't think there's anything coming this summer that's supposed to be so great for me? Was it a lottery ticket? What?
You know, we play a lottery ticket? I was going to give John, I was going to give Mark a lottery ticket, but he left. What if he got knocked out?
I still got the numbers you gave me, but I haven't played them yet, but I will. But when do you, what do you think is going to happen so special in the summer? You say nothing and you don't know, huh?
No, I'm just trying to sit here and deal with it.
Deal with it. It's going to be something positive. Deal with what?
Hmm?
Deal with what? It's supposed to be something positive.
That's true. Positive it is.
What
life.
Is it?
Ask
what
me
is
the
que- it?
Ask me the question again.
What's so special that's supposed to happen to me this summer that is so special and said it's a big surprise?
Yes, hold on. Wow.
What?
Oh, no, nothing. I was what?
You scared me. Don't do that.
I don't know. I keep getting the idea of getting pregnant and having a child. It seems pretty special to me.
Oh, that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you say I'll be moving into a house, and I'll be, okay, yeah, this is what kind of had me. I hear what you're saying about being dependent on the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I'm going to get kicked off the system. Is that what's going on? I want to be financially stable if I am getting kicked off. That's a fear. So you
right.
think I'd be financially stable before that happens?
Hold up. You'll be fine. Just like look at the situation and having. Oh, I just feel like.
You feel like what?
Oh, shoot. Hold up. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. You still there?
Yes. You working your cards? What you doing?
Nothing. I was sitting looking at the thing. I was like, okay, well, that was weird. I was actually thinking.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, we get cut off. If Block Talk Radio has a tendency to, you know, at least when you least expect it, boop, you're gone.
Okay. So, what are you feeling as far as financially? You saying I'll be much more stable and maybe I'll get off on it on my own?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I wouldn't want the embarrassment of getting kicked off. I'd rather leave on my own. So it'd be maybe more with my making my own money and also being with whoever I'm being with, it'll just give me the courage to go on.
Exactly.
Okay, because I remember I got cut off financial checks and I thought, what will I do? I'm doing fine. I thought I would die. Well, not really, but you know what I mean. And when it went away, I'm like, oh, I'm okay. So, you know, I guess sometimes you think gradually you can see things, but I guess when you kind of been in such distress and lack for so many years, it's a fear, and you don't want to let go. You can't imagine letting go. And watching the news and all of that, and you're seeing how people are going through, you're like, oh, God, thank God I got my safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's how I feel, or will feel, will feel. And I just, you know, I think maybe it was my not believing that I can make enough to take care of all my needs.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to get to see and get ideas. And, you know, I'm getting opportunities and people are coming into my life. Therefore, I can go there. But before, it just wasn't happening for me. And it wasn't, I don't know, maybe because I didn't have the right mindset, but sometimes when people don't have the knowledge, they can't do any better. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was, you know, years ago spiritually dead and just didn't know. I didn't know how to, you know, manifest things and things like that. So I'm beginning to see now, I'm beginning to see myself doing better financially and taking better care of myself and my daughter financially. So all I need is to get some good ideas and meet the right people and have a little bit of luck and a little hard work, and I think I'll have it. So you say we're going to do business together. When do you think that'll start? What?
Oh, it's just one of those things, man.
Hmm?
You'll love it.
Who are you talking to?
You.
I love what?
It's like one of those things that already started.
That already started.
Yeah, so it's just going to get bigger and better.
What do you mean? As far as our business? I guess they have to gonna get started. You mean just pretty much from the beginning? From the get-go?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay, then. Well, that's a good thing then, Donnie.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Well, I'm just ready to get started. I want to make a lot of money, not because I'm greedy, but I want to be a blessing in people's lives. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That feels good when you really just have the money to do things, you know, for people and to help them. But that's what I like to do. I just want to get started. So you think that's part of some of the investments you were talking about?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. So we just going to do this thing together and both make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. for my baby. Can you see the baby? Is it going to be good looking like me?
Good looking like you.
I'm teasing. I look like I don't know what right now.
I hear you. 5, 12, 6 pounds, 12 ounces. No.
What are you saying?
No, I never said that.
What are you saying? I'm hearing things.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm hearing things.
Mm-hmm. Hearing things what? 6 point out? Looking at a child, might be.
What are you getting?
A bit of the more than 6 pounds.
Like me, right?
I would go more like a 8 pounds, 7 ounces.
Wow. That's pretty heavy. I'm supposed to be doing natural birth. That ain't going to do.
I'm just saying.
Oh, hell no. Okay. Does he look like me? Or can you get a vision of looks? Oh, you don't even know what I look like. Whatever.
I would say yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He won't be short, will he?
He's a baby.
I mean, when he get older, no shrimp. Because you know I'm barely talking.
No, what I get on that is more of a... No, I get impressed when he grows up he'd be taller than you.
Well, most 10-year-olds are taller than me, but... What do you mean by his height?
Okay.
Told you I'm 4'11 and a half. Of course he gonna be taller than me.
I would say I keep getting like 6'1".
Damn. I mean that's a good thing. Who wants a shrimp for a boy? Okay. Because father is about 6'2", right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. Would he be disappointed if it didn't look like him? You know what I mean?
No.
Really?
Well, it's one of those things. He looked like you.
Okay. In every way.
Mm-hmm.
Even the same color? I mean, shade? I know same color, but shade? I'm medium brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Okay, cool. But if I push hard enough for a girl, I can get 2. That could not. Yeah, that would be cool. Then I ain't got to worry no more. I can have the girl I want. He can have the boy he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I just feel like if this a boy, I'm just a surrogate, and he just pretty much going to take control. Why do I feel that way? That's what it seems like to me. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. I'm getting much better on my abilities, too.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting to see things that I never could see before or pay attention to what I haven't been, the things I have been seeing, I've been pushing them out of my head and ignoring them. But now I'm seeing them. I'm seeing things. Even when, you know, I have my eyes closed, and it's kind of scary. I admit I'm not understanding it all, but I'm
mm-hmm.
open to it now. So I think if I try to work harder with a little help, I might be able to tap more into my ability. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah. So do you think this baby would be very intuitive?
What?
You think the baby would be a very intuitive as it grows older?
Yeah.
Oh, might be a psychic like you?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
What?
No, I was just looking at something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm really beginning to see things. And I'm really excited about the future, and I just think everything's going to be good. But I admit, I'm a little panicky because I just didn't know how to start off on doing things. But like I say, I think Thursday night will be the beginning of something new. And hopefully Monday can be the beginning of something new also. So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm trying to believe. And I think maybe Lane's just psyching me out. He knows it's probably Monday, Tuesday, or whatever. He's psyching me out so I won't get all excited probably. You think that could be possible?
Ask me again.
I said, I'm thinking Lane said July or August because he's trying to psych me out. You know, so I'll get all excited for next week. And it really be a surprise. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you still thinking Target, huh?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, what time should I go to Target Monday?
Mm-hmm. 3:00.
Okay. Go in at 3 or head out at 3? Because you said he's going in and I'm heading out.
I would say start heading out.
Oh, I leave at 3 and he's coming in.
Yeah.
No, I knew. I thought you were telling me when I meet him, he will be coming in and I will be leaving out. So you said something about you saw us in front of Target Candle.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be heading out the door at 3? I'm just thinking, why can't I just sit in food court and watch them come in and say, hey? That was right at the door. Oh, that's a bad idea. What do you think? You sleep?
No.
So... then I just sit in food court and wait.
What's that?
I'm just thinking, why can't I just sit in food court at Target? It's right at the door. As he's coming in, he'll walk right past it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think? Is that a good or bad idea?
Sit.
Huh?
You say you want to sit?
Yeah, I just sit in food court.
It's okay.
Or do you think that's a bad idea?
No, I think it's a good idea.
So maybe you'll come in and get something to drink and sit by me.
Huh?
I said, maybe it's just something to drink and come sit by me. I don't know. Now, this kind of changes things because that isn't how you saw it. If I'm sitting in food court, how would they change things?
What's that?
If I'm sitting in food court, how would that change things?
See what time it is.